fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Perspective for all y'all's enjoyment. A little ditty that I wrote with came across through the hydro. Gray Groove's in a whole lot of hydro and who you do with and all that stuff. Yeah. Oh, it says really. I don't know this song that will. Hey everybody, how you doing? What's up? It's Carlito. Yeah. Oh man. I have no video tonight. No video. The camera's not working. You can't see my six ass tonight. Sorry.
Here goes the picture of Saigon.
Are you let down, Tuck, about the whole thing? You know, Tuck, you gotta talk. You're in the hot seat tonight because Milkman isn't here. It's up to you to be annoying. Come on, don't let the people down. Madhouse Radio is on live. It is 10:13 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're here to do a show. We're excited about the show. And I hope you are too. As I said just a second ago, the Milkman isn't available tonight. I'm just coming on. I do know that Tuck is here. Tuck, what's going on? Tuck!
Oh, hey, everybody's here. You saw me here. Ah!
Hi! Yeah! Hi, I see Brandon Vegas is in the house. Brandon Vegas. All right, that's Brandon Vegas, everybody. All right. Yeah, this train is going full steam ahead tonight. Full steam ahead. That's the steam right there. Steam power here tonight on 98.6. The Mouth.
98.6.
The Mouth.
Let's thank everybody's listening to us. We're on the Madhouse Radio Network, syndicateradio.tv. Syndicators, mount up. Thank you, everybody in there. I'm sorry that I don't have video working tonight, but for some reason, every week for the last 3 weeks, the drivers for my webcam just seem to uninstall themselves. And tonight, I said instead of starting the show an hour late like I had to last week while I figured that out, installed the drivers, restarted everything, and got everything all set up again. Yeah. Well, instead of doing that, I decided just to do the show without camera for one week. I'm very sorry.
You don't need it. It's radio.tv.
Well, it's syndicateradio.tv, Talk. You wouldn't know about that because you know. You just heard about them or something. I heard you on Tuck. I heard you on the Tuck show. I heard you on the Zolar show, the Zolar Party Nation on Friday. Wow, Tuck, thank you for being on there.
Yeah, asked me to call in, so I called in and being a good gentleman and love to everybody, all sides,
yeah.
All colors, all confederations.
Yeah, I hear that.
Imagine no countries living here today.
All of us. You know, one of the good things of the fact that I'm not on video on stick cam is I can do whatever I want and I can't get in trouble for it. So, unlike Lego last night. Lego got, something happened last night.
Wow, I had Lego last night.
That was bullshit. He didn't do anything. He was just on and all of a sudden he was off. I think that's all I can really say about it, Tuck. Maybe we'll talk about it on the after show.
That's been going around everywhere here lately.
Yeah. And then they're on and they're just off. I don't want to bring it up because I don't want certain people, perhaps or maybe monitoring what's going on in the syndicate side of things to get upset or nothing like that. I'm just saying that Lego did not deserve to be disrespected like it was last night by some of by some people out there. And at least he was still able to do his show. But I'm happy to be on Syndicate tonight. And hopefully that doesn't happen again with me, because I would be really pissed off if I couldn't be on Syndicate. Anyway, and of course, be sure to visit MadhouseLive.com. If you want to call in toll-free tonight, I had a burrito. Man, I've got some acid reflux. That's 1-888-278-8509 is the toll-free line for us tonight. Once again, that's 1-888-278-8509, the toll-free line. It is free for United States of America and Canada listeners. Call in tonight and be heard.
Okay. What about England?
Nope, not England. It's too expensive, man. It's like $1 a minute. Well, I don't care that much about England.
Suck him.
Yeah, I told Nunu, hey, Nunu, if you want to call in, I'll pay for your call. You can call in. He never wants to call in. He's a chicken. He's a chicken shit. He's a chicken yellow shit. That's Nunu over there. That's his mating call. I see Saigon's in the house with some Saigon.
Just a little cock.
Lonesome Loser has just arrived. The Looser of the Lonesomes is here in the house. I don't know what's up with Milkman, to be honest with you. I haven't talked to the gentleman in like 4 days. Let's try to call Milkman here on the mouth line. See if we get Milkman here on the line. Tuck, what's been... Tuck, go ahead and tell everybody about your show, please, while we dial up the Milkman.
RevolutionPrankCall.info.com or just go to PCU.com and hit the PCI stream up there.
That's right. Good. So check that out.
So on Sundays.
Is that the original website? Is it back now?
It's in a black hole vortex.
Whatever. Let's see if we get Milkman here on the line to get an explanation of why he's not here yet. Nunu says, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you in the ass. Very nice. Thank you, Nunu. Thank you for that. We love you too.
Beautiful. A gentleman is always.
It's beautiful, beautiful things you say that come out of your mouth. Out of your fingers, I guess, really. He's not talking.
Yeah, technically he's typing instead of saying it.
Milkman sucks so bad his phone doesn't even ring. I'm gonna try calling him again, bastard.
I thought that was backwards.
What's been going on in the news? Heath Ledger is dead. The Joker has died.
Yeah, what up with that shit?
The fucking Joker is dead, man. I see gangrene's here. Gangrene, what's going on, you Mexican fuck?
Hey, man, what you talking to, man?
What you talking about, man?
I'm going to kick your fucking ass.
God. You are Mexican, aren't you? It sounds like you're calling, from the inside of a... freight train car that you're being smuggled across the border in or something. You poked holes into it.
Poked holes into the wall of the freight train. The train thing. I don't know where I'm going with that. Shut up, Carlos.
That was funny.
Thanks, man. You know, it's just not the same with Milkman. I always say this when the old fucker's not around. This is no exception tonight. Just not the same without the old fucker.
Speaking of which, whatever happened to Crazy Fucker? Crazy Fucker, if you're out there, man, give us a call. I'm worried about you, bro. Anyway. So yeah, Heath Ledger's dead. Any thoughts? Chuck, you're a comic book aficionado. And he's going to be the new Joker. I've seen the first 5 minutes or first 4 minutes that were leaked out of the movie and of the next Batman movie with the late Heath Ledger, I suppose. Have you been following this? Any of you who are in here? Gangrene, Tug, Brandon, any of you following the story? Anything?
The death I've been following, I knew they were doing a new Batman, and I knew it was the Joker was involved in it, but I didn't put it together that it was Keith Ledger, and then suddenly he dies, and it's kind of reminiscent of when Jason Lee died during the making of The Crow.
Brandon Lee got supposed to, you know, there weren't blanks in the, or there were supposed to be blanks, or they weren't in the gun, or the blanks actually shot or something, and he got killed in the filming of the first Crow. Yeah. craziness. Yeah, well, anyway, so Heath Ledger's
dead. It's not
the
same thing, but it's kind of similar story.
They found a rolled up $20 bill. What does that mean?
Yeah, they found up a rolled up $20 bill, but there's no drug residue on it. Maybe he was getting ready to use it, and maybe he just had a heart attack. Maybe he just, you know, went, oh, and he died. You know? It just happens.
He's getting a $20 blowjob.
Nah. He's getting, like, $1,000 blowjobs for sure, man. Yeah. When you got that... I see Skelliot is checking in from the Australia. Hey, man, what's up, Australian? Thank you for being on. We had a nice conversation yesterday. Nice young man talking about prank calls and how he found our show on Shoutcast. And he was listening during the week, and now he's listening live. Wow. Yeah.
Z-O-Z-Y-Y-Y.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so I'm ready to do prank calls. All right, good. We've got Dwarf Citrus Farms.
Prank calls?
What are those? I'm trying to call Milkman on the other line here. Maybe he'll pick up this one. This is the last try. This is the Milkman theme here. Yeah, we got Dwarf Citrus Farms.
He's so cool.
Doodle Creative Films, Quickie Mart, Quickie Bar, Tug Raven, Doughboys Bakery, Reddick Assembly of God. Reddick Assembly of God. If that's not a black church, I don't know what is.
Reddick Assembly of God.
Mark Pie's Walk and Grill. Rocky Hollow Lodge and Cottages. You got a lot of... Hey, Milkman, it's Carlito, and this is Tuck, and we're all waiting for you, so I'm sorry I haven't talked to you in 4 days.
Yeah, party, party!
I'm very sorry, I didn't mean to, you know, ignore you and stuff, but I've just been busy. Please give me a call, because the show started, and we're wondering where you are, so fucking call, Milkman. Asshole. And if you want to reach us on AOL or Instant Messenger, it's Madhouse Radio. Madhouse Radio on AOL Instant Messenger, and if you're using Yahoo Instant Messenger, it is Madhouse Radio as well. Okay, anyway, prank calls. We're going to call the Dwarf Citrus Farms. This is in Kilgore, Texas. The Dwarf Citrus Farms in Texas. Everybody stand by for this here. Enjoy this little tune that I put together for you all myself. This isn't it. What's that tune? Talk. No.
Did you beatbox it? Did you beatbox it?
There we go, this is the tune. All right, we'll be right back with the first prank of the night. Dwarf Citrus Farms on the mouth and the arm. The arm is here tonight. You know, Jen Stewart said he was going to be here tonight. He's not here, the liar. And the trumpets go now.
You know, Milkman has a different phone number. And I just got a new phone in the mail, and I lost that number. Apparently it didn't get on my SIM card. That's not good.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on? Is this the Citrus Farm?
Oh, yes, it is.
Good.
It is?
It is?
It's after hours, or can you call back in the morning?
Not really, because I got something going on in the morning. But can I just wanted to ask about the...
I don't understand you.
Huh? I'm really young?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on? Is this the Citrus Farm?
Yes, it is. We have a really bad connection. We're down in the greenhouses. We're lighting some heaters. I can barely hear you.
Are you getting some frost tonight?
Excuse me?
Are you getting some frost tonight? You're getting frost.
We'll get frost tonight.
You are? Oh, well... You see, because I was interested if you have any of that citrus here that gets bruised up. I like bruised up, you know, citrus. I like frostbitten citruses, you know?
We have a bad connection. I can't hear you. You're cutting out.
Why don't you shove the phone up your ass? Will that help? Stupid asshole.
You gotta clear those bad calls out real quick, you know? I mean, I'm not just gonna hang up on the guy. If he can't hear me, I just say something bad to them and they get off the phone. I don't care. I don't care if you guys don't like it. Yeah, I know it wasn't funny. Better me just saying, okay, never mind. Let me hang up. Fucking worst time ever tonight. Worst crowd ever. Enter your authorization code now. You're the worst crowd ever. We're calling the Doodle Creative Films. Again, the toll-free line is open. 1-888-278-8509. After this prank call, feel free to call in. We got a lot of numbers here we can prank call tonight, guys. I'm telling you, a lot of numbers. We got to get them all out of here on their asses.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine.
Good. Is this the Creative Films place?
Yes.
Excellent. Look, I was wondering if you guys are... I mean, do you guys just supply the actual filming equipment? Do you film? Do you edit? Do you come up with ideas? What's the story?
All of those except the... Yes, all of those.
All those except what?
All of those except we don't rent out equipment.
You don't rent out equipment, so you handle the filming part and everything?
Right.
Okay. I want to let you know what's going on. My name is Pierce. It's P-I-E-R-S. Are you writing this down?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. My last name is Julien. J-U-L-I-E-N-N-E. I play for the San Jose Sharks. Now, I know you haven't heard of me. This is what I'm working on. I'm a hockey player in the NHL.
Uh-huh.
I just got out of the minor leagues, and I just got signed up by the San Jose Sharks. Now, my agent is telling me the thing I can do to make myself more bankable is to film a video of myself. So I'm willing to pay top dollar.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to break in and maybe try to get into the All-Star game this year. And I'm trying to garner up the votes. And he had told me to give a call to he gave me a few numbers here. He said he wasn't sure about you guys, but he had heard about he had heard through somebody. I don't know. The guy, he's a new agent. I just left agents. The last guy was a piece, to be honest with you, he took half of my money.
Yeah,
he forced me to sign a power of attorney and everything. Sick.
So, what kind of a video would that be?
Well, right now I'm not certain. I'm going more of the kind of something in black and white.
Uh-huh, sure.
Or night vision.
Uh-huh, right.
Yeah.
Well, we have a website, which is doodlefilms.com.
Doodlefilms, all right.
Doodlefilms.com, and that's our website.
So?
And we could certainly do something for you.
Okay.
And we can do it.
So what?
We won't have you sign a power of attorney.
So what? So what?
And we won't take your firstborn.
Hey, you know, so what, right? So what? It's funny that it happened to me. So what, right? Yeah.
Yeah. We can do it for a price that you can afford. You know, we can do...
What's the smallest camera you have?
What we do is we have a couple of high-definition video cameras that we've been using lately.
Okay.
And when we do film, we rent a film camera because film, you know, that changes, and sometimes you want 16 millimeters, sometimes you want...
Well, I'm trying to fit something into, like, I don't know, maybe something that I can put on top of the drawer, because I don't want her to know that she's on film with me, because it's supposed to look legitimate. Do you have the granny nanny candies or whatever those things are?
We have some little ones. Yeah, we have. Actually, we like the little ones. We like the light ones, because when you go in and you talk to people, you know, they're more at ease if you've just got a little camera that your grandmother could have, you know.
Oh, good. 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 So what basically is going to happen, I don't want her to know at all that there's a camera there at all. So it's going to be me and her, and, you know, basically it's going to be coitus. And what I'm hoping is this propagates out and maybe gets some street cred for me out there. I don't spend much time in the box at all. I don't have any problems with alcohol. Most of these Russian guys, they got tons of problems. Not me. Just looking to make a video of myself and the lady.
Uh-huh. And then how do you use that video?
Well, see, I'm selling it, actually. There's a guy, I can't tell you who he is, but he basically, you sell the video, he'll probably give me a few mil, probably like, I think I can probably get $3 million for it. And that's tax-free. It's under the table.
We can't film someone without their permission. I mean, so she would eventually have
to. Oh, she's consenting to it. Yeah, it's okay.
She would have to consent. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, no. I mean, I always ask at every step, you know, can I, you know, say, can I perform oral sex on you? I say, may I perform oral sex on you?
No, but she has to consent to be filmed.
Oh, yeah, she's going to. No, I trust. She's going to consent. I mean, I'm Pierce Julianne. She's going to consent. I mean, there's no way around it. She's going to have to consent. I'm Pierce Julianne. I mean, come on.
Okay. All right.
She's going to consent. I'm going to make it. It's going to be all right. You don't worry, because it's a gray area. But I've learned through my power of attorney problem that, you know, there's certain ways you can word things, and in the end, it's up to the court. I mean, in the end, I'll probably just have to pay a portion of the profit. It was a big deal. Not a big deal. She says she didn't know about it. I don't know. Maybe it makes $12 million, and I'll give her $300,000 or something. Settlement's fine. It happens all the time.
Okay. All right.
All right. So how small? I mean, because we can't do more than one angle. It just has to be the one straight shot, which is the problem. I got to try to make sure that I stay within the range. So we need something that has like a wide range, or maybe perhaps of the entire bed. You know, I personally don't just have a king size bed. I have what they call a California king size. You're aware of this size of bed? What do you mean, right? What's that, right? What's this?
I'm just thinking.
For the last few minutes? Are you just thinking?
Yeah.
Well, would you like $300,000? I mean.
A wide angle. I'm just trying to think how wide an angle and how far away and, you know, how that all works out.
I would kind of like it a little.
To make a good video, you kind of need to light it nicely and stuff, too, so that's all.
No, well,
part of what goes into the equation.
No, we're not. It needs to look as rustic as possible. It needs to look as amateurish, let's say. I know we throw around this. The word amateur is thrown around so like a loose girl these days in the adult film industry. It's not what it used to be, but that's what I'm going for, is the amateur look.
Or the natural.
Yeah, so nice natural lightings, nice browns. Earth tones is what I'm thinking. When I think of this video, I wanted to remind people of earth tones.
Yeah, no, that's all doable.
Yeah, well, how would you like how'd you like to say maybe we can meet later tonight? Discuss
tonight
a little further.
For us.
I'll order some pizzas and.
I'll tell you what, tonight won't work.
Do you like to play basketball?
No, thanks.
You don't like to play basketball?
Oh. All right.
Well, you refer to me by Deenda.
By who?
Deenda.
Deenda?
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Deenda?
I don't know that name.
You don't know Deenda?
I don't think so.
You don't know Deenda of my dick?
No, I guess not.
Oh, God.
Okay, thanks very much.
But I mean, actually, the end word meets the... You know, the torso.
Yeah, that's all right. Thank you.
That's the neck. The neck, everybody. On the mouth.
What a beautiful prank call that was. All right, good. Good work, Tuck.
Thank you.
Well, continuing on with our show, let's see what the next number is. I'm going in order tonight. So, let's start going from earliest to latest here so we don't, you know, get a lot of people not answering, you know what I'm saying? All right. Yeah, I see there's some issues in stick cam. I'm working on it, guys. Let me know. I mean, is it too loud? Is it too soft? Is it not coming in right? Just let me know. PHT and the rest of you, give me an idea, and I'm sure I can get it fixed. Thank you very much, SyndicateRadio.tv. Everybody, be sure to listen to Zolar Vision on tomorrow evening at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, only on SyndicateRadio.tv. That's right. Should have checked it to the show. We, of course, are also broadcasting tonight on Syndicate Radio, as well as MadhouseLive.com, the Madhouse Radio stream. Can catch old episodes of this show there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And, I don't know. Yeah, prankcall.info. All of us here, chilling tonight, listening. How many listeners? Get a listener count here. 31. See what stick cam's looking like over here. Well, it's a slow night. Well, we're doing okay. We got kind of 72 total listeners. That's not bad. All right, good. Not bad. Not bad at all. Okay, I've got the Rocky Hollow Lodge and Cottages. This is in Arkansas. Let's ask for some spaces, everybody. Coming up next, spaces.
Rocky Hollow Lodge and Cottages. There's a mobile farm petting zoo. Wow. In New Zealand.
Rocky Hollow.
Hey, is this Rocky Hollow?
This is.
How's it going?
Dabbing.
Not much. Hey, how much are your spaces?
How much? I'm sorry?
How much are the spaces tonight? How
much? Spaces?
Yep.
Spaces? You mean cabin?
Yeah, I like space for two adults. You guys do hourly rates?
No.
No? What's your nightly rate then?
$60 a night.
Okay. For one space, $60. Can you smoke inside there?
We do have a smoking cabin.
You're not concerned about anything happening? You're not going to be coming around sticking your nose in, are you?
Oh, no. We do all the time.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a married man. But I'm not going to be coming with my wife. So I like
to
keep...
That's none of my business.
I like to keep things as anonymous as possible.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of credentials are you going to be asking for? Because, you know, she could come back and force you to tell her if I was there.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I mean, are you going to ask for my address, like my real address and stuff?
Well, that's policy, yeah.
How do you check? I mean, if I put down 123 Sesame Street, it would be okay, right?
It all depends. I mean, if stuff gets stolen from the cabin, then what do I do?
Man, I'm not going to steal nothing. Why? What do you mean? You don't even know me, guy. How are you going to assume I'm going to steal stuff?
Well, I don't...
Why don't you do a criminal background check while you're at it, buddy?
Yeah.
I mean, shit. I mean, how do I know? One of your people didn't go in there and put cameras to record people.
Yeah. What we do is we take a credit card deposit, and then at check-in you pay the balance.
Yeah, but it's going to come up as, like, Rocky Hollow Lodge and have the phone number, right? What if we put it through, like, Olive Garden? Because that, I mean, I could say, took the office out for Olive Garden tonight. That'd be perfect. $60 would be enough for the kids at Olive, the people.
We don't really get involved in our customers' personal business.
Well, that's good. That's good news for me. But I don't, maybe just when you type it in, you put in Olive Garden instead of, Rocky Hollow, you type Olive Garden. And
we don't type in anything.
Yeah, you type it in, because I was there once, and you guys type in all the stuff. You're like, what's your name? and everything like that. He asked the name and everything.
Well, that's just standard business, but we don't.
That's all fine and good, dude. But I mean, seriously, I think you know, give me a hand here. You got to work with me here. You got to work with me.
Really?
Yes.
I tell you what, we do a lot to work with people, but still, there's a standard of business.
Look,
and what you do personally is really none of my.
And that's and again, I appreciate that. That's exactly what I'm looking for. But I'm just asking for you as a man to help me out and just don't put it through as Rocky Hollow. Put it through as Olive Garden. What's the big freaking deal? You type in all the information.
But we don't control that part.
Then what's the computer for? Why do you ask all the stuff for? Because you have to put it through.
No, it's not on the computer. It's called a merchant services account.
Exactly. That's the one. That's the one that you just type there. It says from, and you go Olive Garden. And you go, and you put Jack Valenti. That's my name. And then you put car number 54 da 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 da. You know, and then the expiration date, and my address is 123 Sesame Street. And you see what I'm saying is, in the end, no one knows. I tell my wife, she does the bills, and I say, look. I mean, unless you guys don't have to take the credit card, what if I just give you cash?
Well, that's what you should do, is not tell the innkeeper what you're doing and just take cash.
Yeah, but when my wife opens the bill, and it says on there, Rocky Hollow Lodge, and she's going to call, and she's going to say, I didn't stay at the lodge, who did? And you're going to look in the computer, and you're going to say, oh, yeah, ma'am, your husband came in. With another woman. And they had...
With two blondes and a brunette.
No, she's a redhead, actually.
You don't need to tell me, because me or no other innkeeper, it's none of our business what you do. See, so you shouldn't really worry about that. And
but you're going to tell her when she calls, what are you going to say? None of your business? No, you're supposed to tell her, that I unless they're going to take the charge away. You're going to have to prove that I was there. And then she's going to say, well, if you were there, who were we there with? And then you're gonna, I'll be like, I wasn't there. So they're going to show signatures. They're going to show.
I'm told, some guys that I know that do that, they just pay cash. That would be the thing to do.
But why you say that? Gonna,
then you don't have to even worry about it. And then nobody's business. It's your,
okay.
Free
so
to do what you want to do.
That's bull crap. Because you know what? Okay, I go now. I give you $60, and I say, okay, one space. That's it, and then I leave. That's it then, right? I don't want any runaround when I get there. Oh, you got to pay this deposit. No, if I'm paying cash, I'm paying cash. It's $60 on the table.
Yeah, but you don't want to spend that kind of money on a cabin. You can go get a hotel room for half that.
No, it's, no. She wants the cabin. She wants the whole thing outside. She's into that thing. It's nice and cool still. That's what she wants. That's what she gets. She wants, that's what she gets. We've been planning this for a long time. I just want to take her to a hotel like she's some $60 hooker or something. Okay, she's more than that, okay? She answers the phones here, and she does a little bit of work in the back room. That's what she is. She's not some hooker. I don't take her to hotels. I take her to the cottage. We have sex.
This is a brothel, so you don't need to tell me any of this. I really don't need to know.
Well,
so,
I need you to people to be anonymous and work with me, because when my wife calls in and sees that it's on the credit card, you guys are gonna end up spilling the beans. What's gonna happen to me?
It's none of my business. But what you ought to do is use your credit card to get some cash and then pay cash.
A cash advance? Come on. The interest rate is double on the cash, and it pays off last. I'm carrying a balance. I pay 9.9 interest on purchases, 20 on the cash, and my payments go to the lower APR first.
I don't know what you're talking about, but if you
want
to rent a cabin, as long as you sign the check-in register slip and show me a driver's license, name on it, then we're good to go.
I'm just leery about that.
Card.
Are you going to type it in the computer?
Yeah. The only thing that gets typed in is your credit card number.
Yeah, but you just said I could pay cash. Were you going to type in the cash?
Well, we don't type in cash. We report it as income. That's the only place it gets recorded.
Oh, okay. So how much cash do I have to give? Just the 60?
Well, we usually do a 3-night minimum for a cabin.
So you're going to ask me
for... free special, so you can get 2 nights for the price of 3.
How much do you need?
On the lake.
How much do you need? How much do you need?
Well...
don't give me the whole spiel.
Right,
all right, look, I want to come in for one night. How much cash do I have to give you? So I go to the ATM and take it out of the bank account.
$60.
I'm going to give you $60, and you're going to let me do whatever I want inside of that room for 24 hours, for the night, until check out tomorrow, right?
Illegal or causes damage to the property.
Sir,
that goes without saying.
How are you going to get a warrant?
Well, see, that's why we usually take the credit card as a security deposit.
But we're making the deal. We're making the deal now. And you're saying $60 cash, that I'm going to come with my $60 cash. But what happened? So what? You're gonna accuse me now? Okay. So I said bring $60 in cash. Okay. Here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna check out tomorrow, and after I check out, one of your cleaning people's gonna go in, and they're gonna steal the TV. Let's say they're gonna smoke cigarettes inside and leave the ashes on the floor and burn a hole. Let's say that they do they smoke drugs in there. I don't do that. And what's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to me?
Any kind of that behavior, so.
But you're going to accuse me of having done that because you don't have a deposit.
What I would do, if I were you, is go to one of these other hotels other than a resort. Go to one of the places like Anglers or Pine Lodge or Marmar is a good place to go. I mean, I think they're doing $35 rooms right now. And, that's not a bad place. It's nice. I'm sure that you and your lady friend would like that. So call Marmar, or better yet, call Evergreen. Same number as mine, except for it's 4440. And I'm sure that they'd be willing to... but don't tell them your personal business. Just say, hey, can I get a cabin? I'll take cabin.
I don't want to take her to a place
Evergreen is a cabin.
God.
And they'll probably do a single night. Like I said, we do 3-night minimum. But you see, the deal is 3 nights for the price of 2. So for $120, you got 3 nights in the cabin. Whereas hotels usually have a single night where you go in, you pay, you leave the next morning. That's more of a...
yeah, I know. I understand all that crap. But I'm just saying, you know, she's really intent on this place. I'm going to come up with some other story. It's not going to work out.
Well...
can you put me through to that? Can you put me through to that line, please?
Push you through? I want some of what you've been... drinking happy juice.
You have a phone there? What? I'm on my last quarter, buddy. Come on, give me a hand. You gotta work with me. Who's your friend over there? Who's the guy you told me?
Try this phone number, 4252. Are you in Bull Shoal?
Yes.
Okay, go over to Rocky Hollow Suites. It's a big hotel right on the street there. Dino will take care of you. I wouldn't tell him what you're doing. Just pay cash.
Man.
He won't probably ask for a credit card as a security deposit.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I'm going to come in with my $60. We already made the deal, as far as you can tell. Put me down for one space. Do you guys have a fireplace in there?
No.
Some cottage. Some cottage.
What's that?
Some cottage. What makes it a cottage without a fireplace?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah. Tired of you.
Got a fireplace, you charge more.
I'm terminating the call.
Okay.
See
you.
I have shit. Apparently, it's hard to hear the callers. Just that it's happening again. It's happening again, Ted. It's happening again. See, Warrior is joining us. The Warrior. Milkman called. Let's call Milkman back.
Got an echo over there. can't get through the milkman on his fucking gay-ass phone card that he bought. Jesus. Call him on the cell.
So we can hear the... We can hear the distortion while we do it. There we go. Hey!
Yeah?
Hey, man, where you at? I was doing a call, long call.
Oh, okay, I'm on the 405, man. I'm trying to get back to the house now.
All right, man.
It's really bad. It's been raining. That flash flood here.
Oh, Jesus, God, baby Jesus. Are you okay?
Yeah, man. It just never had been raining in Southern California, so it's all fucked up, man.
All right, come home, honey.
Where you at, man?
I'm at home. We're doing the show. You're live on the air now in the mouth. Alright, Harry. Oh, Jesus. Alright, well, hurry up.
I've been feeling like shit, man. I got the flu, man, so I've been trying to get through this hell.
Hey, milkman. Hey, can you call the studio? Call the studio.
I'm
so
working about over 14 hour days, man.
God damn it. Stop talking. Milkman! Hey! Call the studio, man. Call the other line.
Alright.
Alright, thanks. That damn cell phone, right? Alright, good. Well, we got breaking news here. Milkman's coming back, so now Tuck's gotta shut up. Hey, Ted, what's going on, man? How you doing? How's are you getting flooded? I heard you're being flooded over there. Milkman with the weather report.
Oh!
It's
the wonderful Milkman.
Hello. Hey. Are you on the mouth?
Yeah, we're on all of them. Mouth,
8.6
arm.
8.6 the mouth, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
The
hawk, man.
So you're stuck in traffic, it's raining, had a flash flood.
Yeah, man, it's been raining like yesterday and today, man. It's been ridiculous. Traffic is all bound up, man. I'm trying to get through. I'm on the
smoke weed
now.
Every day.
And I've been finally got some of my doses of the L.A. traffic jams. Now I see what they're really like.
Nah, well, you heard the rumors, man. I heard the traffic is no joke.
And when they actually get started, that's what they're like. You move about 1 foot, and then you stop about 5 minutes, move another foot.
Oh, God.
It's ridiculous.
I get so angry, I start punching myself in the penis.
Oh, hell, it took me a fucking hour just to get maybe like 20 miles, man. And it was like that for miles. And we got like, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lanes of traffic here.
Yeah.
Plus a carpool lane, and still everybody is all backed up, and you're not allowed to go in the carpool lane.
Well, why does that happen so much over there, just in California? What's the freaking problem over there? Why is everybody going to drive so much?
It's because everything is connected to this 405. If you get on the 405, man, you're going the right way. Every time you get on the 405, everything's connected to it.
God damn it! Why? What kind of freaking city plan? Why can't they build an expressway somewhere else, man? Help people out. They got to work with us, man.
I'll tell you what, man, this place is so built up. I mean, have you ever got a chance to come out?
I'm going to try. I don't know. I'm flying to Pennsylvania in a week.
It is fucking laid out, dude. There is shit everywhere, man. I mean, it's just like you'd think, oh, okay, well, this is just going to be like the one good area, whatever. Damn, every fucking place you go, man, there's something cool everywhere you go, man. Around every block, there's a next cool place. It's like really cool, man.
California, everything is cool.
I'm surprised, dude. I thought I was going to be kind of like, you know, I wasn't too stoked about the whole idea. I was like, fuck, I'll go out there, you know, and go look some guitar shops and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that would be, you know, I tell you what, man, I'm having a good time. It's pretty cool, man, really. It's
cool.
Really laid out.
Yeah.
Well, I like it a hell of a lot better than I did New York, man. New York sucked.
New York sounds like it's crowded and stressful and smells bad in the stores. Hey, man, speaking of New York... we got a gentleman here named Dan, who needs to be prank called. His friend gave us his number, and for some odd reason, he has a fascination with his penis. He's always frequently masturbating, and one time he caught him masturbating in a bathroom of an Applebee's restaurant where he lives in New York.
Damn.
Yeah, exactly. So he wants us to call as the manager, complaining about him masturbating inside the bathroom.
And man, where's the beef?
Where's the protein or something, right? God.
Something, man. Yeah,
protein
man. I
shake.
Thought that was Bubba back here in the background. You know, Bubba, you know, over there in San Francisco that whipped up that white frothy cream in the back room back here. But I guess we got a different guy back here now, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. Are you coughing again? You're sick again? You bad?
Yeah, I got the flu, fucking bastard. I know. Man, I want to kill somebody, man. But, no, actually, I got my medication, so it's not so bad. But you know what it is? I'm up here with all these fucking idiots, man. These Southerners, people from all over the country.
Man.
And we're in a blast-proof building, okay? So what that means is that it's completely pressurized unit, man. And it's like thick steel. So like if there was ever an explosion, man, we wouldn't be involved in the explosion. We'd be like protected in the shell. It's got great big thick steel doors. It sounds like something like military-like.
I'd like to hang out in there.
It's pretty cool, actually.
I'd have to play poker in there.
Man, it'd be a hell of a place to go in there and bang some broads and stuff. I mean, because, you know, you can't hear shit, man. I mean, the horns went off, the damn, like, air raid horns, okay? That's what they sound like, you know, when the plant alarm goes off, they test it.
Yeah.
You can't hear shit in there, man. It's sealed up, man. Air is, man, that'd be a good place to go in there and smoke and joke. Hell, no one would ever know, man, unless they got the door open. And, you know, they had to blast the fucking door down. An explosion wouldn't take the door down.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
Awesome. That's the place to be at, man. All right, cool. Yeah. So let's call this called Dan.
All right, man.
It's called Masturbating Dan.
Yeah, so all these freaking idiots are breathing on me, so it's going around the whole fucking blast group. I got 85 guys, man.
Milkman and 85 guys coming at you in the next video.
Right, man.
Excited about that.
Wow.
Bukkake. Now you know why they call him the Milkman.
98.6 style, man.
That's where they do it, right in the mouth. We'll be right back with the next break. Alright, let's make it happen.
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
Ah, oh, what a dork.
Star Wars, la la la. Star Wars.
What a fucking
Star Wars.
Hello. Hello, Dan.
Who's this?
Hey, how's it going, Star Dork? How you doing, man?
Who's this?
My name is Jack Valenti. I'm the manager at the Applebee's here in Brewster. How you doing?
Okay.
I think you need to have a little talk about the little mess you left in the bathroom, don't you think?
Hey there.
I'm here.
You have...
What would you do that? Why would you do that?
Are you there?
Why would you do that, Milkman? He hung up when you did that. He hung up because I did a bad job of that. That sucked.
I wouldn't hang up.
What a dork, though, huh? He's got the Star Wars theme. That's funny. Wow. Yeah, who's in the Star Wars anymore, man?
All the geeks.
No, not even the geeks. No, man, that Phantom Menace ruined that.
Kids are into Star Wars now.
Little kids are. It's the stupid, the gay little kids. Real kids, cool kids are into, like, Lord of the Rings and Hannah Montana and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm not
here,
little, like,
Hannah Montana.
7-year-olds, 8-year-olds like Star Wars still.
That's what I heard, is that Hannah Montana's cool, that Hold'em Poker is really cool now, and, yeah. Hey man, can you still watch that game show where they had the whammies? Remember the whammies?
Hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Press Your Luck.
Press Your Luck.
Ah, can you still watch that anywhere out there?
What was it about?
Press Your Luck. They had that big screen. You know what I mean? They had all the icons. You know, you don't remember? And you go like, and they hit the thing. And they go,
check
the Game Show Network schedule.
The Game Show Network schedule. I'm sure the street team here in Madhouse is looking for it.
You know, Chuck could probably know, man. I think he's like into that stuff. I don't know.
It's got a cool song. It's like, dun, 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 motherfucker. I used to play that song to myself in my headphones before I played football in high school.
Somebody gets a gold star, they can send that song in to Tarlio tonight so they can play it.
Oh, the gold star. Gold star's on the table. How's traffic going?
Gold star from the Madhouse.
What's your speed, Milkman? What's your speed and heading?
Our speed and heading is about like 2 minutes from the apartment just now, man. I'm going to have a guest star with us tonight, man.
Is it a lady?
No, it's not a lady.
Man.
Not tonight. Kisses isn't here, man.
Is it a guy friend?
I told you, but Sweet Kisses is going to come out and visit, man.
All right, conjugal visit. Here we come.
There you go, bye bye. Yeah, roll on up in the pad here, man.
Yeah, in the pad. I got you. All right, so you got your little friend there is going to be on. That's great. I'm excited about your imaginary friend.
What all's been done there tonight, man? Who all's been there?
Who we got in here? Everyone sounding off. Ted's in here. He's not talking much, but he's in here.
Okay.
Tuck's in here. He's very vocal tonight. He's been picking up the slack for you. Thank you, Tuck. Everybody, Tuck. Very good, Tuck. Brandon Vegas is chilling in here, and the Warrior, and Gangrene.
Sipping on wine.
And you.
Sipping on wine.
All right.
Sipping on the wine. Ted is doing lines of cocaine, he said.
Ted's
experimenting with drugs tonight.
Ted's the man. Ted.
Okay. Yeah, I hear him right now. All right, so anyway, we got more pranks to do. Hey, you wanna call England? You want to talk to someone in England, Milkman?
Yeah, man, that sounds good to me, man.
You want to talk to Beatrice, Susan, Dean, or Peter? I'm going to put you on with Beatrice. This is Beatrice Poole. She's in Bolton, England. Like that singer guy. What's his name? Sammy Bolton? What's his name? Richard Bolton?
Yeah.
Michael Bolton.
Yeah, the one
that's Sammy him. Bolton.
Michael?
Green's like a woman, man.
Yeah. Sammy Bolton. Oh man! All right. Anyway, I confused him with that gay British guy, the one with the plays the piano a lot. You know what
I'm
talking
about? That really narrows it down. Gay British guy.
He was friends with Diana, and he cried. He played that stupid song on the
Speaking
piano.
Speaking of gay British guys, where's that gay British guy Nunu at? Sir Nunu.
He's in the chat room. He's behaving himself tonight.
He's behaving himself. Will you tell that gay I said howdy?
Nunu just said that he quickly announces that Milkman is a wanker, so there you go, man. You are a wanker. God,
official
so
announcement right here on the Madhouse.
No, I'm sorry, but we'll give a discount coupon to Tesco's just for that.
All right, good. Hey, be quiet, Milkman. We're going to call Beatrice. You're going to talk to her and have fun, all right?
Okay.
You sound like an old redneck with that laugh.
Listen here, buddy.
God damn it. You sound like you smoke. Jeez. You sound like a nasty-ass smoker guy.
I just got done smoking a pack here, honey. And bring me a carton.
Smoke weed every day.
All right.
Smoke weed every day.
Thank you.
East Point.
And we're down to like 17 minutes. It's all right.
I got more cards.
I know. This one's last. This is like 3 weeks. It's pretty good. See if Milkman can
Hello.
Play. Hello.
What's that?
Yes, good night. How are you doing?
What?
Is this Bridget? Hello?
It's Beatrice, not Bridget.
Bridget's not good. She's on the night, is she?
You have
15 minutes, 31 seconds.
Before deduction of applicable fees and charges as listed on the back of your card and poster.
All right, we're going to call her back now. Try to do better. This is Beatrice. Tell her you're sorry. You were confused.
Hello.
Hello, Beatrice, love. Are you there?
What? Who is this?
I'm so sorry for calling. I just wanted to find out. Are you awake now? Are you taking
it? I can't hear a word you're saying now. Who are you?
This is Alfred.
You have 29 cents. Please enter.
You're so retarded. Did you put her on speakerphone? Oh, God, that sounds nasty. Hey, man, it's been like 5 minutes. You said 2 minutes ago you're going to be home. What's going on? What's your status?
I'm home, man. We're coming into the complex now.
The complex. All right, good. Good, good, good. I'm going to call Peter York in Yorkshire. Awesome.
In Yorkshire.
I was playing a good song here. Let's get back to that. Hang on. My condom poster, man.
Hello?
Hey, Pete.
Pete?
Yeah, Pete.
Thank you, Cleo. Oh.
Who's that lady?
Hello?
Yeah, who was that lady, Pete?
Who's that?
Is that your wife?
Who's that?
It's Dean.
Eh?
It's Dean. It's Dean. Pete?
What?
Peter.
What?
Who was that that answered the phone? Is that your wife?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, very, very nice. What is that?
Shut up, you deaf twat.
Hey, buddy. I'm a daft twat. Did he really call me daft? Tell me he called me daft.
You didn't know. Did you hear what they said?
Hang on, let's go back to this here. Replay.
98.6.
The mouth.
Who was that?
Hang on, Milkmess. Dean!
Eh?
It's Dean. It's Dean. Pete?
What?
Peter?
What?
Who was that that answered the phone? Is that your wife?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, very, very nice. What is that?
Shut up, you deaf twat.
Hey. Buddy. I guess you did call me daft. That's pretty funny. I've never been called daft before. What's daft twat? What's daft? Isn't that that's pretty insultive to call someone daft? Isn't daft like saying you're slow, right? Isn't that basically what it is? Let me get a definition here on daft.
Insult for sure.
No, I mean I don't appreciate it. All right, let me look here. Informal or slang terms for mentally irregular. It used to, you know, that's a bunch of bullshit right there. I'm not that thing.
Mixed up, bro. It comes to your retard, basically, is what he did.
Stupid, foolish, idiotic. Idiotic. Stupid. Also, delirious or insane, as he has gone daft. You know, I don't like that being called stupid. That's not right, dude, because I don't go around calling people stupid. Okay. I may prank call, but I don't say, hey, you're stupid. That's not funny. That's not fun.
Got it all mixed up, man.
Whatever. I'm going to call him back right now, matter of fact.
Hey, Jude.
I'm complaining about that. Let me see if I get him back. If not, I'll call Dean York next. Quiet, everybody. Excuse me. I'm going to tell you something. I just looked in the dictionary, and it tells me what the word daft means. And you might have called me a twat, sir. But I take a special anger and exception to you calling me daft, sir. I looked up what that word means. That may not be a word we use here in the States a lot. But I am not stupid. I'm not foolish or idiotic or delirious. And that's it, he's done. I told him. Somebody fucking calls me daft. Fuck kind of word is that? Daft. It's a four-letter word, for God's sake. You don't call people daft. You don't go around calling people daft. Bullshit. I'm going to call Dean York now.
Testing.
Yeah, we hear you, Milkman. Be quiet. Aw, they just hung up. They just hung up.
Please enter your destination number now.
Milkman, get off the phone.
Alright, later, everybody.
Hey, Milkman made it to the chat room. Alright, good. Milkman's here.
What are you saying, everybody? Hey, the Milkman's back in the mad house. Hey, man, let's put the guest in the night for you, introduce my special guest there called Carly Lito.
Okay, who's that?
This is our friend right here. What's your name, special guest?
No, let me see my ID, man.
Oh, he's got to check his ID. He's a member of the Secret Service, actually. What's your name there, Agent 007?
My name is Steve Ballard.
he said he's going by the name Steve Ballard for the moment. He wants us to call himself
Steve Ballard. Okay, whatever.
Tell myself that I'm an asshole. Remind me that I should treat people better.
As you can see, he's a real fun kind of guy, dude. Carly, you like him, hermano.
Sounds now, like it.
Richard in the house.
Where's he from?
Richard Alvarez from Puerto Rico.
Oh, this is kind of Puerto Rico.
German.
Richard Alvarez.
Born in Puerto Rico by accident, you know.
Oh, was an accident? Okay.
Yeah, Mexico, German. Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, it was a good accident because that gave me my U.S. citizenship by accident. You know?
Good for you.
Away from my grandfather was a fucking Nazi.
where was this?
Puerto Rico.
What town of Puerto Rico were you born in, sir?
What kind of Puerto Rico? Vieques.
Vieques, the island of Vieques. That's not Puerto Rico, man. That's a stupid. What's that island? It's an island. No one cares about Vieques, man. I'm sorry. I don't mean.
Neither do you, man. No Vieques, man.
I don't want Vieques. Turn that down over there, hey. Get the cell phones away from the microphones here. All right.
Your phone's ringing, man.
All right, Michael, Mr. All right, Gonzalez. Thank you, Milkman. Get that under control over there. Get Gonzalez.
Your mouth for the island of Vieques.
Hey man, I forget. Get away. Phone away from the microphone now. Five.
Okay.
I'm gonna count down from five, four, three. Oh, make me go to two.
Yeah, he's got all these women calling him here. So.
Hey man.
Mr. Playboy Richard.
So you.
They don't call him Tricky Dick for nothing. So Richard Tricky Dick, you see. He's a Tricky Dick.
You're hanging out with Mexican Germans born in Puerto Rico? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
God.
Man. He's from Puerto Rico, man. Baricua.
Yeah, great.
Hombre.
Okay. Excellent. All right, we're gonna call Daniel Tweed.
England? Where is he from?
Who, me?
Are you
fucking
Puerto Rican or
Puerto
Rican?
I'm Puerto Rican and Italian, sir.
There you go.
Not New Yorkan and Italian. Puerto Rican.
Okay.
It's Puerto Rican and New Yorkan.
I'm from Arecibo.
Oh, really?
I'm from Arecibo, Puerto Rico, sir.
Vieques no es la isla de Puerto Rico?
It is. I was just kidding, man. You guys are cool. You know. Vieques is cool.
Man. No, like I told you.
Hang on. Hey, I gotta take a phone call. Mira, cállate. I gotta take a phone call. Okay. Tranquilo.
Tranquilo. Hey, Madhouse Radio, you're on there.
What's up, Carlito?
Jonathan, how did I know it was Jonathan?
Boricua.
How you doing, Jonathan?
Boricua.
Pretty good.
All right, good.
Hey, what's up with the room tonight?
Tell me, what's
going on? Talking about keep losing audio on the sync cam room.
It's going normal for me. I don't understand. So is it choppy, or what's the deal? Is it too high? Is it too low? What's the deal? Tell me, please.
No, the audio is fine for about 10 minutes, then it'll just shut off on its own.
I'm not even touching it. That computer's running like a charm right now. The exception is that the webcam isn't working. It's the only problem. Let me try taking that out. The webcam stopped working. That was all. So you guys can't see me tonight, unfortunately. But I wanted to do a show, so I didn't want to leave you guys hanging for like an hour without anybody on Syndicate. So I said, let me go on without a camera at least, so I can hold the fort down. You know, next week I'll get the camera. It's the freaking drivers. You know, I got some money this week. I'm gonna go ahead and buy a nicer webcam. Maybe one of those that focuses in and out. You know. Like Zolar has, you guys get that one, yeah. Maybe something nice. I'd like to upgrade. Jonathan? How's everything going, man?
Pretty good.
Awesome. You got a drought up there, I hear. Is that right?
You what now?
Has it been raining up there where you're at? I know you guys. Didn't you guys get a huge storm?
It's been raining like cats and dogs up here.
Yeah, well, down here it rains every morning, and it fucks up traffic. It's really bad. I've been late to work.
I see.
It was late to work today. 8 minutes late. I was very affected by it. I don't like being late to places, man. But I was running slow this morning, too. That's my fault. You're always on time, I bet, huh? You ever get slow on your bus route?
No. It all depends if the bus acts up or something.
Man, you get the worst luck with your buses. You get into accidents with drunk drivers hitting your bus, and bus broke down.
Yeah.
Man, how's Pete Smith doing, man?
He's doing all right. I just talked to him today. I'm supposed to be working on a school bus tomorrow, and he gave me some information on what to do.
He's a good guy. I like Pete, man. Tell him to come back around. He used to come around and everything. He was a good sport. He stopped calling,
yeah,
man.
I'll let him know.
I'll let him know. Thank you. All right, Jonathan, we're going to move on here. Can you say hi to all your fans and listeners real quick for me, buddy?
I'd like to say hello to all my fans and listeners, and I hope y'all have a good weekend.
All right, thanks, Jonathan, man.
All right, see y'all later.
Thanks for calling.
That was Jonathan. And we're about to head off to take a break. I know someone's calling. I guess I'll take it. That's really loud. It's really loud fucking ringer. Turn that shit down. Is that it right there? There we go. There's one setting for this phone. It's like loud or off.
Manhouse Radio, you're on the air.
Paulito.
Hey, what's going on, Lego? How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, brother?
Not bad, not bad. I'm about to take a break, but we can stay on for longer, man. Yeah, it sucks. No camera, no video tonight. I don't know. Gotta get a nicer webcam.
Yeah, you know, dude, I don't know what's up. There's a lot of weird shit going on.
Yeah.
A lot of weird shit going on with stick cam and stuff. But
what's
wrong with your camera?
The drivers uninstall themselves on a weekly basis. Here, last week they did it, and this week they did it. I didn't have time. Last week it did it, and I reinstalled, I rebooted, I had to reset everything up. I was 50 minutes late for the show. I didn't want to do that to everybody again tonight, so I said, let me at least go on, even though no video, I'll go on audio only just for this week, and I'll have it fixed. But next week, I'll buy a new webcam this week. And this thing, I bought it for $9 at Radio Shack. I was in there, I said, let me get a webcam. It was like $9. I can afford that. But I can,
yeah, dude. Well, you know what? That's weird. Did you check the manufacturer? They might have new drivers for it.
Yeah, I didn't want to take the time to go to the website. And so I really don't think they even made drivers. I think they never updated any drivers for it at all. It's like a really cheap Chinese.
It's probably like Sanford and Son webcam.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, it's like made in Korea or something like that. You know what I mean? One of those kind of things.
Oh, those fucking Koreans,
those
dude. They always fuck up
us.
The webcam.
Yeah, the northern half are crazy and the southern half are taking advantage of us.
That can be a webcam.
Yeah, I don't even like their food, man. It fucking gives me like... All I can tell you is I got this tapeworm. I can't get rid of it.
They use damn cabbage in every cabbage. That kimchi crap, it tastes like shit. They ferment cabbage and spices in the ground in clay jars, and they call it kimchi. Supposed to be good. It tastes like ass.
I think it's wrong.
Yeah, it is. I had Korean once. I didn't like it. It wasn't nice. It wasn't nice.
I don't like Koreans. You ever notice, like, Koreans always wind up getting those weird fucking diseases, like their faces fall off and shit, all kinds of weird shit?
No, I just knew they were into StarCraft. That's all I knew. I didn't know about the faces. They have, like, leprosy and shit.
Anytime, dude, if you go to, like, I don't know. Anytime I see like a weird fucking photograph of somebody with some weird like elephant man disease, it's always some fucking Korean. I like the Japs.
Yeah, the Japs are cool. The Japs. Come on, what are you gonna be saying bad words, man? The Japanese are cool. We have a lot of listeners in Japan tonight.
Dude, I'm fucking around. I love everybody.
We love all of them. Hey, you wanna do some pranks? You wanna do a prank or two real quick, man?
You know what, dude? I'm not going to do a prank. I'm fucking pranked out. I haven't spoken to you in a while. I know I called you earlier today, and I just wanted to say, yo, man, I love you, Carl.
Hey, man, likewise, brother. Hey, oh, that's right. I had to ask you. Hey, man, I don't mean to impose, but I want to see if we come to a deal here. I will pay you whatever it costs you to get out and accommodations, but in May of 2009, it's going to be my last Madhouse show. We're thinking about doing it, either renting out a space, in a hotel, like a conference room or something like that, a reception
right.
hall. I'm gonna have like an open bar. I'm gonna try to have a live band, and I'm gonna try. You know, we're gonna do like one big show. And Lonesome Loser's gonna be there. It's probably gonna be in Philly. Milkman's gonna be there. Zolar's gonna make it. He said. And I was wondering because you've done remotes before. You have. I don't know if you have the gear for it, but I'll pay you whatever it costs to get all the shit in and all that if you can come and do. You know, be there for the show. And either do some, you know, help us in getting it all connected up. You know what I'm trying to say? Whether it be mics or whatever. You think can you do that?
May what?
May 23rd, 2009. Not this. It's going to be Memorial Day weekend, but not this one. The one.
Now, why are you closing down?
Oh, I'm getting married. It's my bachelor. It's going to be my bachelor party. My wedding is going to be two days
after.
It's
not the last Madhouse show.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be the last one for probably a while. It's going to go on hiatus for a long time. I wanted to have a bachelor party with all the people. You know.
If you're going to be in Philadelphia, man, and you give me an advance notice, man, I'll fucking come to your party. Love to.
All right, cool. So I got you down, too. See, this party's getting greater and greater as it is. We got DTT's coming. The Dead's coming.
Can I bring the Dead?
The Dead's coming. He's riding with the best man, Andy. Remember Andy from Chicago, the best man?
The Dead's going to come? Fuck.
They live in Chicago. Yeah, he's going to pick him up.
You know what it's going to be? It's going to be the freak show.
Lonesome Loser's going to be there, dude.
Lonesome's
going to come.
Lonesome Loser, man. I always wanted to give that guy a hug.
Me too. He's in Philly. He said he's going to come. He'll be confirming numbers, hopefully, right there live. We're going to see the man in action. It's going to be awesome.
I want to see that because that's skill right there.
Yeah, so we're gonna have an open bar. We're all going to be drinking. It's going to be on me.
No problem. I'll bring a couple of laptops. I'll bring a camera.
I'll bring laptops, too, and everything. Yeah, we'll get it worked out.
Now, is there going to be high-speed internet there, or should I bring one of those fucking cards?
Well, that's the thing. I had to find the venue, and then if they don't have high-speed available, then we'll have to get Verizon cards or something. You know what I mean? Something...
I got those cards.
Oh, you
it's not
do?
A problem. I just need to know to bring them or not.
Awesome. I thought I was going to have to get some myself. That's awesome. Cool. Yeah, and I'll pay cost for you to get this stuff out there. I don't want you to have to pay anything out of pocket.
You don't got to pay me shit, dude. Just we'll fucking come there and have a party.
Awesome. All right, cool, man. It's looking big. Anybody who's listening to me, if you guys can make it. So you got over
just
a year
notice.
Just
do me a favor. Seriously, just give me like advance notice, exact date, time, when, where. And then, I can get a hotel room and all that shit, because I'm not going to, I'm going to fucking hang out and party like it's 1927.
Well, I'm telling you, it's going to be the last Friday before Memorial Day in 2009. Not this Memorial Day weekend, the next one, it's going to be that Thursday. It'll be the last Madhouse show, and then I'm going to try to make it for Zolar show the next night, to be there, I want to be there.
So that'll be you're getting married the next day?
Saturday. 2 days after that, I'm going to get married on the 20th.
Oh, dude, we're all going to stay there and fucking crash the fucking wedding, bro.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'd be awesome. Hell, yeah. I'd like to have your milkman.
Dude, we're all going to stay there. It's going to be, your wedding's going to, it's going to be like the fucking wedding that killed Elvis, bro.
Yeah. Well, Milkman's in the wedding. He's one of the groomsmen, so he's going to be there. You get to meet him.
Damn.
And like I said before, even DTT is going to try to make it. Tuck, I think, said he might even try to make it from Tennessee. We'll see what's going to happen.
You know what that sand nigga there?
Yeah. Tuck of DTT. Yeah, he's going to blow himself up at the reception probably. Like, Carlito, no.
I love that guy. I love that fucking
dude. He's good people. He's been listening since the first show, man. He's the man.
Yeah, dude. We've definitely got, like, a good handful of fucking people from the beginning.
That's true.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the reasons I'm still doing the shows for people like him, like DTT and Tuck, and people from way back, who are still around.
You do a good, solid show. You always have. There's no doubt.
All right, so it's May 21st, 2009 is the exact date. So
May 21st, 2009. All right. Dude, I don't know if I have a calendar that far in advance, I'm going to keep it mentally, reminding me.
Trust me, I'll remind you in time of this. It's going to be great. I'm very excited about this. All right, Lego. So thanks for calling.
I'm going to keep listening. The cam is cutting in and out. I don't know why.
I'm working on it.
I keep clicking on the mute button, and that fixes it.
Well, I'm going to take the break now, and I'm going to restart it just so everyone has, advance notice. Restart it, so hopefully we'll see if we can reset the matrix here real quickly, all right?
All right, brother.
All right, man. Thanks for calling, Lego. Take care.
I'll see you later.
This is looking more and more like it's going to be a very interesting bachelor party. Very excited about the bachelor party, man. It's going to be great. The bachelor party show, the final Madhouse. We're going to have music and everything. So we got to figure out what kind of band should I get there? I was thinking a mariachi band. I was thinking like a Puerto Rican music band. That'd be kind of cool. I was thinking a jazz band.
For sure, man.
Huh? What was that?
Dude, that would even be cool too, man. Something with a little bit of variety, man.
Yeah.
Not trapped in one little tiny little niche.
Well, hey, you know what? It would be cool if I mean, if Lego comes down, maybe we have him play. He's in a band. That'd be funny. That'd be funny if we just had Lego as, like, you know, the Madhouse Radio Band. You know, Dr. Lego and the Madhouse Radio Band. You know, and
he's... Well, if Lego's going to come down, then I'll bring my guitar, too, man.
Oh, shit. We got Milkman on guitar. We got to do, like, a whole five-hour show extravaganza, man. We got to do much crap.
We'll have to at least do one little segment, you know, tunes, man, you know. Tune session there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's going to be a good time.
We got to with some other musicians together. Lego would be cool.
Lord Spoon says...
Jam, can you imagine?
Lord Spoon's telling us we need mimes.
Don't be in the madhouse.
Have fun. All right, so Lord Spoon is saying that we need mimes, like 10 of them, and forget about a band. That'd be kind of cool, just have the mimes in the background, acting like they're playing the music, yeah, like they're playing the instruments. That'd be funny. Yeah.
We'll have to get some video footage of this extraordinary event, and then, you know, like later on, like, do the highlights of it, you know, so it'll be a memorable, it will be a memorable occasion, folks.
Right.
It'll be worthy of video, I trust us.
Yeah, so, being that we're still a long way away, but we're already planning. A lot of people
Brandon
Vegas right now.
With the biggest plans.
Brandon Vegas is going to try to fly out. This is going to be awesome, man. We're going to have so many. Hopefully,
yeah,
man, this
baby.
Works out. Talk, you're going to try to make Ted. I even talked to Ted. You know, Ted's going to be. I think we're going to have a party bus going from Chicago.
Got Ted-o in there.
Yeah, I think when I'm going to fly into Chicago because I've never been to the town. And I'm going to hang out with Andy for a few days, probably, and the dad, maybe see him. And I think I'm going to ride from Chicago with Andy. Probably the dad, and maybe Ted can join the convoy or something, because I know Ted spends time up
Ted's
there.
Ted's got some connections in Chicago.
Yeah.
If he could get to Chicago, man.
Yeah, my parents are there. Running through Columbus, I'll join the convoy.
Yeah, see, we got even more people here. Milkman, well, there's a cell phone close to you, brother, man. Watch out. Get that out of there, man.
Yeah, back that up. Yeah.
In that QRM, man. It's crazy. So, yeah, and even your friend, what's his name? Vincente Garcia?
Yes,
what's
Richard.
His, Richard Velasquez?
Vincente Garcia.
Garcia?
Yeah. Whatever, man.
That's just funny. Yeah, man. This guy's fucking
from Orlando?
I live in Orlando, yeah. That's right.
Oh, man.
That's
actually
right.
In Tampa, man. Actually,
I'm going to do Eddie Garcia.
Eddie Garcia. Yeah, he's a prank call character, but he's retired.
Put Eddie Garcia on right now.
I'll play. Yeah, who?
Eddie Garcia call for Richard, man.
Oh man, who do I have any on archive?
Some guy named Eddie Garcia. All
right, well, we'll play one after the break. We'll play one. I promise you, man. Just keep listening. All right?
Hey, bro. Is the party still going on in Orlando on the fucking Main Street?
On where?
In downtown.
In downtown?
The big parties they do in downtown in Orlando.
The Calle really Orange, you talking about?
The downtown parties, you know. In downtown,
yeah, Orlando, yeah, they still do them. There was something going on last weekend, I think. Everyone said they close downtown off and they have a big party in the streets and people get drunk and fight. Yeah, that's always fun. It's always fun. Yeah.
Cool, man.
All right, man.
I got to be there one time late, really late, so
yeah?
I didn't get to enjoy it, you know.
Well, that's so. You got to get there early. Yeah, we like to go. Well, you know, the bars here close at 2, so. So, yeah. All right. Hey, hang on. We're taking a break, everybody. Everybody stay tuned. If you're listening on StickCam, it's very important you listen to these instructions. If you're listening on StickCam, when you hear the break cut out, when you hear the end of the break outro, be sure that you sign out of the stick cam room, wait about 30 seconds, and go back in. And this is in an effort to reboot the stick cam room
and fix
the current situation there. So this is a priority message. Everybody in stick cam, prepare to get out of the room and come back in 30 seconds later. Be watching out for that. In the meantime, we have more numbers to call. Lonesome Loser has sent in a ton of numbers here. We got Daniel Tweed, Lorraine Toon. We have the Whole Hog and Sauce in England. And we still have the Tug Raven, the Quickie Bar, and the Quickie Mart. All ready to be prank called after the break. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. Please stay tuned. It's now 11:38 p.m. Thursday, January the 24th. You're listening to Madhouse Radio on syndicateradio.tv and madhouselive.com and prankcallradio.info.
Back in a while.
Fuck you, bitch motherfucker. Fuck you, bitch motherfucker. Yeah.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
We got 20 calls, and as you know, one call equals a billion people, which means 20 billion people were offended by this.
98.6.
The Mouth.
How close are you to here?
Like 5 minutes away.
Oh, okay.
I just gotta get the wheelchair. I'll be there soon. Can I talk to the guy back there? Maybe let me ask him in person, if that's okay.
Who, bro?
Yeah, bro. Put bro on.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, can I help you?
Hey, buddy. I was asking for a gristle sandwich. Is that possible this time of night?
What do you need?
Well, you know when you make the steak, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you take that spatula, you scrub all that stuff off the grill. You put it. You take a piece of white bread and you fold it in half and you run it longwise along the spatula, and you take a slice of American cheese and you put it right down the half.
But who is this?
This is Ralph Littlejohn.
Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from my house, sir. I mean, you know, because I'm Samoan doesn't mean I'm a piece of.
I don't know who you are.
I'm Samoan.
But
I'm a Samoan.
So, I'm Croatian and Italian.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah, I'm one of those fucking foreigners. So, what do you want to tell me?
Gristle sandwich and a medium well steak, and I was asking him what kind of rub, but he doesn't know. He's just a kid, that guy. He's the kid.
What kind of sandwich you want? He wrote a 16-ounce grill. You want a steak or you want a...
Steak.
What would you like to
I
have?
Like steak meat. Steak meats. Do you have steak?
Okay.
Do you have steak meats?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't understand. You better come over here.
No. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. No, don't you dare.
I am going to hang up. You're playing with
listen,
me in my fucking mind.
Listen,
man.
I'm the owner. You don't hang up.
Who do you owner?
The owner of the restaurant is me.
You're not the owner of fucking the restaurant. I'm the owner.
I have the papers right here in my hands. Don't make
good.
Me...
Good. Then you keep it.
You know what? You
okay.
Take, you take your papers, you roll them up tight, you shove them in your ass, Croatian.
You too. Sideways.
I'm Serbian. I'm Serbian.
Fuck you. Get out of here.
I'm a Serbian, you bastard.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fucking piece of shit! Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com. Call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you...
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman
ever,
ever make you who you are.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
Okay, how the fuck I'm free out here and you locked in there? Your whole family
We're back, everybody. Madhouse Radio's back. The music's gone. The music will come back in 2 seconds. 1, 2. There it is. All right. Yeah. Madhouse Radio's here tonight, everybody. We're having a good time. We're enjoying ourselves. We're behaving. I thank everybody who's still listening to us right now. Some more prank calls coming at you in a moment. Thank you, everybody, who was able to survive the syndicate restart. Of course, we got Milkman, Ted Webb, Tuck the Warrior, Gangrene's in the house, Brandon Vegas, Baz, checking in. We got our old crowd here.
That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Having a good time. All right, good. All right, so more prank calls, eh? I think we got a caller. We got a caller. We got a caller. Hang on, we got a caller.
Oh, okay.
How the hell? Let me get to it fast enough. Sorry, caller. They were calling unlisted anyway. I don't like unlisted. I don't like blocked numbers, all right? Let's see who this is.
Hello.
Ted?
Yeah, what up?
Oh, I was wondering. I was like, who's just calling me on a blocked number?
Call me on block.
Who the fuck be calling me on a blocked number?
With a blocked number?
Yeah, man. Hey, let's do some calls, bro. Unless you got any business. You got any business to talk about?
I ain't got no business.
You gonna come to the Madhouse Bachelor Party special? It's gonna be
if
big.
I can't make plans a year in advance, man.
I know. I'm telling
not
you.
Not that predictable.
I know. Well, we'll see. I'd like to think that we're gonna have a nice show there for the end of it. For the end of I'll come back, but it won't be Madhouse Radio. It'll be a new show. I mean, it'll probably be the same thing, but it's gonna be called something else probably entirely. I don't know what I'll call it. I don't know. Carlito Party Nation or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Carlito Gone Wild.
Super Karate Monkey Death Car. I don't know what I'll call it. I'll call it something. Yeah, something like that. Hey, you know, and we didn't call this last week. I got a number here in New Zealand that's called, it's the Zippity Zoo Mobile Farm Petting Zoo. Can you imagine?
What?
It's a mobile petting zoo. I think it's like a traveling petting zoo. It's called Zippity Zoo. The mobile petting zoo. Isn't that crazy?
Very crazy.
Milkman, you got a phone card? I think we're almost out of phone card juice.
Well, I can call the number.
Yeah, give me a minute to look for it, and I'll get you one.
All right, go look in your luggage. Okay, yeah, well, that's right. Ted can dial this one. Ted, let's take it away. Let's do this one here. This is from last week. They should still answer. New Zealand, they always hang out. They like phones. They like to play with the phones. Where's that here? Zippity Zoo. This is a call from last week that Lonesome confirmed. It was about... But this time last week should be okay. Hang on, let me get that here. All right, you should be seeing it right now.
Engage
number one. All right, Zippity Zoo Mobile Farm. Ted's gonna call that now. We're excited about that, of course.
Paraparamu.
You know, I finally broke down. I bought a Bluetooth headset on eBay, so I should get it in the mail tomorrow. In UPS.
Well, for your cell phone?
Yeah, I got a really small one. It's no bigger than my earlobe. Maybe not that as a stretch, but I'm saying it's really small. It's a small little triangle. Fits right in the ear. And I got it for a pretty decent price. Pretty excited about that.
Congratulations.
Hey, yeah, I finally moved up in the world. I got a Bluetooth headset. Watch out, guys. Watch out. I'm cool now. And Brack is going crazy. Where did Brack go?
Does
go
ringing, Brack go. But I don't hear any ringing, do you?
I don't hear shit.
Hello, Zippity speaking.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is this Zippity Zoo?
Yes, it is.
Oh, great. I'm having a birthday party.
I'm sorry, I can hardly hear you.
I'm having a birthday party for my son, and I want...
Yes?
I want the mobile zoo. I want the whole thing.
Oh, okay. When is the birthday?
It's Saturday.
Oh, this Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, we're fully booked this Saturday. We're often booked quite a couple of weeks ahead.
Can you tell me what kind of animals are...
Back at loss.
We're in the farm zoo.
Uh-huh.
It depends on who I've got helping me. If I've got another adult that can volunteer and come out and help me, I sometimes bring my little pony.
My little pony.
Yeah, we sometimes bring that. However, sometimes we have the donkey, but she's just had a foal. So most of the time, the milking goat.
What's the chance that you'll be able to bring your ass over, though?
Very unlikely, as I said, I'm already booked up, and we can't ask around when we're fully booked.
I'm sorry, I didn't... You were laughing at something I said, I didn't catch that. What?
Yeah, no, we, as I said,
okay,
we're fully booked on Saturday.
You said that you had My Little Pony, you had a jackass, and what else?
No, I didn't say that. Goodbye.
Wow.
It's a that's what they're called.
That's something. Wow.
I guess I wasn't speaking properly.
I guess not. That's funny. What a jerk that lady, huh? Where do I turn my lighter? There it is. All right, cool.
Disrespect me.
That just can't really be sanitary, a mobile petting zoo. Those things, they had a petting zoo here in Orlando, and they had to shut it down because kids were coming down with, like, E. coli and stuff.
I'm going to call her back one more time.
Yeah, do that. Oh, we got a prank request, Ted. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We got a guy named Nick. Acts tough, but it's a pussy. Dresses like a white rapper and loves Britney Spears and Mariah Carey. Has a small penis and can't get it up unless he looks at men. He hates little people. Sent by
Hello,
Joey.
Stephanie speaking.
Yeah, calling about the Zippity Zoo.
Yes, what would you like to know?
Well, I'd like to know if you brought a donkey over, could I tap that ass?
Could you what?
Could I tap that ass?
I have no idea what you're on about, and I believe that this is a crank call, so I'm going to terminate it. Thank you. Goodbye.
Terminated.
Terminated.
The crank call has been terminated. Milkman, thanks for the pin and the new phone card. Yeah, Milkman.
Yes, international dialing now available in the madhouse.
Oh, God.
We're going to wait till later. Gonna wait a little bit.
You do? Yeah, I know. We gotta let her stew there in her juices for a little bit. Carla back.
I don't want to know about her juices.
Oh, come on. Those New Zealand girls look good, I bet you. I don't know. How's the tail in New Zealand? Any idea? Milkman, the phone again. You're making it sound like. Yeah, he's making it sound like a. You know, this guy. He's got some guy over there now, and they're making it sound like
there's
it's.
There's no phone here, man.
Yeah, whatever.
The phone's not on this end.
It sounds like AM radio right now, thanks to you. Would you knock it off?
Dude, this phone is not on here, man.
Oh, jeez. Let me see where it's at. Maybe it's mine. Is it mine? No, mine's over there, where it always is during a show. It's yours, Milkman. Watch, I'm going to mute it and I won't hear it. Look at that. I muted Milkman and I don't hear it. Big surprise. Wow, guess what? Milkman's wrong. He loses his gold star. Right now, nobody has any gold stars. Fuck you guys, all right? All of you, maybe you should think about it. Talk, warrior, come on. Bring the juice. Show's almost over. We're getting close to ending time, and you guys aren't getting the gold stars here. Let's make it happen. All right. I'm going to send you a few numbers here that I got from Lonesome Loser. You tell me what you think here that we can call.
All right.
You remember you had a part in your career here where you were doing toilet prank calls where you were making the toilet keep flushing?
Oh, yeah. I had a segment of my career.
Yeah, that part. Those were good times. I was remembering that the other day. I heard it on the stream.
On your stream, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was. You had called into our show, and you were doing it. Well, you were.
Well, that was when I was putting the freaking phone in the toilet.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I'm messing with it. Oh, no, and then she was in Australia, right? You thought you were calling Britain?
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. That was funny. All right, anyway, what are we doing? Are we calling the next one here where we got the pop in or the whole hog and sauce?
I don't know. What looks better to you?
I'd say the whole hog and sauce. I might be able to do something with Jack Masterson in that.
Here we go.
Roll hog sauce.
Well, we're from hog and the sauce. Hog and sauce.
The whole hog and sauce. They probably eat the hawks and everything.
Hello.
Hello, is this the hog?
Hello.
Hello, is this the whole hog and sauce?
I get lost, please.
I get a what?
Middle of the bloody night.
It's at 11:57. Is this the whole?
In the wrong country.
No, I'm actually calling Yorkshire, right? Is this Yorkshire? The country Yorkshire? Oh? Asshole.
That's the problem. We wait too long and sometimes, well, I guess this is better than calling an hour earlier. Because, what is it, 4 over there instead of 3? I think I'd rather be woken up at 4 than 3.
really having it, man.
Yeah, let me take a look at the news stories here. We can try the pop in. You try to take that one, because obviously my pranks aren't going to go anywhere. Man, I had some garlic tonight, Ted. I'm telling you, I'm just like, whoa, you know?
Keep the vampires away, dog.
Oh, yeah, for sure tonight. Yeah, for sure. Don't
need more numbers. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm looking. I got more. I'm sorry. Popping in and out here. Munson looks like he's confirming some more. Let's see what else we got here. Who have we not called yet? Here's one. Oh, we just got another request. Let's see what this is for. Hang on. We got Juice4Z0 sent in a request here. Let me see if this was more legitimate than the one we had before. Hang on, Juice. The Juice is in the mouth listening. I'm pulling up his prank request now. Alright, he's got a concrete... Okay, we were talking about this with him earlier. He's a concrete worker. It's wintertime and he's bad up for work. Can we call him and say we got his number from a job he did? Something along the lines that we have a large concrete job for him. Okay. I guess we could do that.
We got a fucking
concrete job here for you, motherfucker.
And I need a fucking 5,000 pounds of concrete.
Why do I always switch to the Dago voice whenever we talk about construction?
Because, you know, they're the best constructors. That's why. It's nothing racist. It's a good thing. Can you dial it for me?
Greatest builders
right,
in the world.
6-5. There you go. I just sent it to you without dashes. I'm sorry. But, you know.
So what's the guy's name again?
The guy's name is Jake. That's all I got, Jake.
No name of the company, just Jake?
No. He's looking for work, so.
Oh, he's looking for work.
That's on us, yeah. Oh, we got some Saipan numbers, too, from Baz from last week we got to get to. Those people are fun.
I sent you a new one. McDonald's confirmed.
McDonald's of Saipan? Okay. Oh, there it is. I see. The Boot Pub. Okay. Got that also.
Hi, this is Monica. I'm sorry you missed me. Leave me a message with your new number.
That's not motherfucking Jake. Alright, whatever.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Yeah, I'm looking for someone to do some cement work. I got a lot of bricks I need to lay around here. Let me ask you a question. If I stick my dick inside of a brick, is that laying brick? I don't know. Call me, let's talk about it.
You got a point. Are you there? I think we lost Ted. Ted's going to call back.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, Milkman? Hey, what's up, man?
Check your G-Talk, man.
Check my G-Talk, man. What we got there? Oh, Steve Ballard. Man. Super prick boss of inspe- Is this your boss, Milkman?
Dude, I don't have a boss.
Milkman,
man.
You really don't
my
want
to... My boss is Joe.
Sorry, I hung up on you. I hung up on you.
Milkman wants us to call... That's fine. Milkman wants us to call his boss.
Oh.
Yeah. Jesus.
He's not going to get fired.
No, it's not his boss. It's some guy. He's an inspector. It's a racist big guy with white boy tattooed across his knuckles. And he doesn't like Mexicans, man. Come on. It's Bubba Johnson and Eddie Garcia got to call this guy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. I'm going to send that to you here. He doesn't like blacks or Mexicans. Well, he doesn't like Mexicans. I'm sure he doesn't like the Schwarzes either. No,
dude,
saying.
Right, man. You could actually call him. You could even fuck with him, like, as a British person, too, man. From British Petroleum. Like, from the home
British Petroleum, okay.
In Britain.
Okay, do you know... Yeah, hey, Jen said he's definitely going to fly out for the whole thing, too, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I asked him. I was like, I just mentioned what was going on. He's like, I'm flying out. Definitely. He said, I want to fly to the States, and I'll wait until then. So, yeah, Jen will be out here, too, in theory. It's going to be wicked.
Here we go.
Hello?
Yeah, Steve.
Hello?
Hey, Steve Ballard.
Yeah.
Hey, I got your own name from an inspection company. And I was wondering,
yeah.
I was wondering if you do some work for me.
Who is this?
My name is Bubba Johnson. I do some work building stuff. You know, last week I put together a huge-ass building, and the problem is the inspector I got doesn't like with the job that I did. And I was thinking, you know, maybe you could come by and give me your opinion.
It's 9 o'clock at night, sir. If you can call the office in the morning.
No, no, man, we got... Now, listen, we got to do this on the DL, you know what I'm saying?
No, we don't do that, I'm sorry.
No, come on now. Help a brother out.
I'm sorry. Have a good night.
Come on, Steve, don't play me like that.
We lost Steve. We lost the patient. That kid's like, no, no.
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 I should have pulled the race card.
Yeah, you should have. You should have said because I'm black. Hey,
Eddie
Milk
Garcia.
Man is in
have
there.
Eddie Garcia call back.
Yeah, we will. We'll do
dude,
that.
Move that phone over there, out of the way.
That's you.
Get
the phone
away.
Turn the phone off. That damn Mexican Metro PCS phone. Jesus. Mexican
it's
wire.
A fucking gay-ass iPhone, dude.
They have
it's
Taco
a,
Bell
it's a
phone.
Homosexual iPhone. It's a
Taco Bell wireless phone that he's got. Taco Bell wireless. Taco Bell wireless.
Yeah, man.
Because the bell, you get it?
Think
the
outside
bell.
The booth.
Yes. Oh, man. Call Ballard
yeah,
back. I want to talk to Ballard.
Yeah, I think he's got some issues that haven't just come out to the surface.
Yeah, they haven't
have
bubbled up yet.
Yeah, maybe Eddie Garcia, man.
I will.
Maybe Eddie Garcia in on it because he does not like Mexicans.
Right.
He doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't
see Steve
seem favorable. All right,
my man. All right, take
it
easy. All right. Nunu sent the number. The hell you say? He did. For Gene Mansell has 4 dogs that doesn't clean the shit after them, and so someone held her Jesus statue hostage until she cleaned it up. That's funny.
Held her Jesus.
He stole her Jesus statue.
He turned off his phone, that big boy.
Ryan, terminate the call,
leave
please.
A funny message. Leave a funny message.
Hello.
Hello. Ryan, terminate the call, please.
All right, let's call the Palace of the Golden Horses.
Yes, the Palace. This is in Malaysia. This will be a madhouse first. Malaysia on the mouth. And we gotta play some music here, man. This is getting a little funky here. I got a big day planned tomorrow, man. Gonna get some food. You know, gonna eat well. Might get Vietnamese for the first time tomorrow. Milkman, you're just moving mics and everything. Shame on you, Milkman, tonight. Both of you, the two of you, think about it.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hey. Mushimushi, hello.
Good afternoon.
Mushimushi,
yes.
How are you?
I'm fine. This is Amina from Jimmy Kim's Every Time Tour. How may I help you?
Ching Chong Ching, right back to you. Are you guys seating?
Sorry?
Are you guys seating? Are you guys sheeting?
Seating?
Yes, that's the one. Are you doing... Yes. Your spaces.
Sorry, sir.
Are you putting people in your spaces?
Spaces?
Oh, Jesus. What fucking... What's the language here? Is this an English country? Ma'am?
Excuse me, sir.
What language do you people... do you speak Chinese or Japanese?
We speak English, sir.
On the island? On this island, you guys speak English? I just flew in. I don't know. I just flew in. I don't know. Do you speak English here?
Yes.
Is that...
I speak English.
Okay, good. No, because I didn't know. Maybe I thought maybe you spoke Malaysian or something weird.
No, we're speaking English.
So, okay, I'm just making sure. I don't want to offend you, please. I'm from the South. My name's Steve Ballard. Look, listen, honey.
Sorry, sir?
Yeah, I know. Do you have anything without gluten?
You speak quite fast.
Maybe you can get an English speaker on the phone, please.
Oh, yes, I get you now.
Okay.
Thank
you very much.
Where do they all get those fancy answering machines?
This is usually the one from Britain. We get this from the stores. Hello. Everyone be quiet, please. Okay, never mind. That always gets me. I usually only hear this one during the British calls when we're on hold.
Or the Japan calls.
Well, Japan plays the, it's always like an oriental, is it like a ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding, kind of like that.
Hello.
Hi, is this it?
Hello.
Hey, Mushi Mushi, how are you, sir?
Yeah, good. Hello.
Good.
Can I ask you, sir?
Yes, I had a few questions about the your menu, and I was wanting to come in for a space.
Is it from Magine?
I'm sorry, what?
Can I know what is it regarding it, sir?
Okay, well, I had questions about gluten. The gluten... How much... Do you have a lot of gluten in your foods, and do you use pineapple or sugary fruits at all?
You want to inquire about the food, right?
Yes.
Okay, for the food, because I'm not sure what the menus you need, actually, sir.
What do you do there, dude? I mean, what's your purpose there? You know, I've been transferred four times. I've been on hold for 30 minutes with you people trying to get this sale to go through. I'm just waiting for my authorization number. What's my authorization number?
Okay, ladies, because I don't understand what do you want, actually, sir.
Okay.
So, can you tell me what exactly you need, then I can transfer you to the respective department.
I have a question about the menu.
The menu. What kind of menu? Is it Chinese menu or Japanese menu or international menu?
That's why I'm calling. How many menus do you have there?
Yeah, we have a Chinese menu which is served at Chinese restaurants, and Japanese food menu which is served at a Japanese restaurant, and Italian menu where we have the Cavallini restaurants which serve Italian food. Sorry?
You're annoying me, sir. I don't understand how many. This is more than one restaurant at this place?
Yeah, because this is a hotel. You have five kinds of restaurant, which is a Chinese restaurant, Japanese restaurant, Carousel Cafe, which is served international cuisine.
Okay.
And also, we have the Italian restaurants.
What? Huh? Why are you so stuck up,
what?
Sir?
Hey,
no man, quiet. Jesus Christ. Fuck. Be quiet, sir, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't say anything. Listen to what I have to say, okay?
Okay.
I want you keep interrupting me. Jesus, God damn it.
Jimmy, take your pills. He hung up.
I don't know where the guy was going. It's just so slow. Those people are...
He was pretty bright to figure out that it was a prank call.
I guess.
Usually they just stay on forever.
Yeah. Yeah, but Saipan is a place where they're really retarded. Like, these little islands are almost really slow. They're all like, dang, hello, can you speak a slower, please, man?
Can you speak in slower?
We had, you know, no offense to the dad, but when I played football, when I was in high school, there was a guy, he was a Filipino. He was an overweight Filipino kid, and he talked like the dad does. So he'd be like, hey, man, how you doing? And, yeah. No, he can make any word. He says he can make any one syllable word into three. Literally, like, oh man, guy was funny. Let's wrap it up, I guess, here. Let me see what other numbers I might have gotten. That's it from Lonesome.
And he's here, my mother-in-law, back when she's pissed off.
Yeah.
She does not talk slow.
You had a convenience store or something?
A convenience store? No, but I have a McDonald's in Saipan. That's what I like to call. That's right. Here we go.
Yeah.
That's the one we're going to call. This is from Baz, Big Baz. Baz, are you married to a Saipanese girl or something?
No, Filipino.
Filipino.
But she lived in Saipan.
She lived in Saipan. Gotcha. Is Filipinos have Spanish last names? It's funny.
They do. My mother's maiden name is Garcia.
Yeah.
So Saipan, what's
their name after King Philip? No Spain. What's what now? Tedwin? Tedwin?
Well, what's the native language?
English. They're English speakers.
English?
English. I think I offended Baz, and I feel bad. I should not talk bad about Filipinos. I'm a Filipino.
That's all right, man.
The Filipos.
I'm not offended.
Yeah, I mean, don't piss them off. It's like the world's worst of verses. Hello?
Yes?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, is this McDonald's?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'd like to place an order.
You want to order?
Yeah, for delivery.
I'm sorry, sir, we don't deliver any food.
Okay, I'll pick it up. That's okay. Okay, can I give you my order?
Hold on, please.
Okay.
Here we are, waiting for the
God, the audio quality is shit.
Yeah, all those underwater cables. Salt water in the middle of the closet.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes? Can I help you?
Yes, you can. I bought a coffee there.
Coffee?
Yeah, I bought a iced coffee.
Iced coffee?
Yes.
You bought iced coffee earlier?
Mm-hmm.
And then?
And then I drank it.
Then I
drank it, and then I slapped it off the table. Because I liked it, that shit. Ma'am?
Yes,
ma'am?
Sir?
Ma'am?
Yes?
I think we're having a problem communicating. Will you speak to my half-Italian, half-Hispanic friend?
Hold on, sir. I'm gonna call my manager.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good. Let's get someone with some crowd on the phone.
All right. Hold on,
hello?
Thank you.
Hello? Yes, do you have balloons?
Yeah.
You don't have balloons?
Oh, what?
You guys don't make balloons?
Yeah.
So can I order balloons from you?
No, you have to come in.
Do you have any lobsters?
Hold on one second.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, I'll find me somebody who speaks my language.
Well, how can I help you, ma'am? This is Chris.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm a man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, so I bought a coffee in there.
Okay.
And I drank it, and I didn't like it. It was terrible. So my question to you is, can I get a refill?
A refill?
Mm-hmm.
Refill?
Yes, it's when something is sent. Refill.
Okay.
Okay.
You said you don't like the taste of our coffee?
Right, but I want a refill, though.
Okay, I'll change it for you. Are you coming back?
Yeah, but I've got a bit of a problem, though. And I'm working on it. McDonald's calls never go well for me because I never know what to fucking talk about. Even though I worked at one, and it was the worst job of my entire life. Carlito, you want to rescue me here? Because I don't know what the fuck to say to this lady.
Hello, madam. How are you? My name is Carlito. I'll be handling the second portion of this said call. How are you tonight? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, McDonald's lady. What is your name?
Hello.
God.
Hello? Yes.
Hi. I have a quick question about your meats.
Hey, hello, sir. Can I please get your name?
Jack Valenti. The same name I tell everybody else. Jack Valenti.
So are you coming back for the coffee?
Yeah, well, the problem with the coffee is it was cold. This is iced coffee, right? I have sensitive teeth. When my sensitive teeth get hit by this iced coffee, I spit the coffee out, gets all over the windshield, and I crash my car into this gentleman here who you're talking to on the phone.
That's right. He ran right into my car, and I want restitution.
Now, there's no warning on this cup anywhere that says caution, the contents may be cold. It doesn't say anything to be careful, that if you have sensitive teeth, that's going to cause you excruciating pain and cause an accident. And this is what happens when we don't follow directions and don't warn our customers, and we're not responsible.
Okay, I know that our coffee cup has caution.
No, but it didn't say it's iced coffee.
You
have iced coffee.
Yes, you do.
Did you buy it from the Garapan McDonald's?
Yes.
The who and the what?
The lady made
it for
us. Did
you buy it at the Garapan branch?
The lady made it for us, special. She made it for us special.
I'm sorry, your line is chopping.
She made it for us special. She made it iced coffee for us. Special.
I'm special.
And look what happened. Accident. Bad. Cargo boom. You understand?
I'm sorry, but I cannot get what you're talking about. Can you just come down so I can talk to you personally?
Cargo boom.
Can I get your number?
Cargo boom.
Oh, you want my phone number?
Yeah, can I get your number?
Okay.
No.
I'm going to give her my real number.
Okay.
Okay, my number is 670.
670.
233.
Okay.
8577.
This is our number.
What was that?
This is our telephone number.
That's what you said.
I didn't catch that, though.
Are you using a speakerphone? Because I can hardly hear you. Are you using a landline?
Sort of.
We're using
not
a
floating or anything.
We're using the computer machine.
Because there's an echo, I can hear an echo, and I cannot hear you clearly.
It's because the phone line...
If you want to replace your coffee, I'll be happy to replace it.
The phone line's under the ocean, you know? Ma'am?
So we'll just expect you here?
So what are you doing later tonight?
You want to go see Lion King?
Lion King?
Jayla, my goodness, you're wasting my time.
Let's go see Lion King.
You know what? That's probably like a current movie there.
Oh, shit. It's a current movie.
She's like, do you know you're wasting my time? Not at all. It never passed through my mind at any point during this conversation.
God,
thank you for making me aware
Thank you for making me aware of that, yeah, right. That's funny.
Oh, boy. I never know what to say in McDonald's calls. The whole iced coffee thing was like the only thing I've come up with in the last 6 years.
Yeah, but we keep calling McDonald's and haven't started it yet, so it's always like, what? So it's like a big fucking confusion. We don't do that. Oh, shit.
That was my first job was McDonald's. Terrible job.
Well, I can imagine. Yeah, Fina's a judge. She worked at McDonald's, too. I never worked for a fast food restaurant. I applied for a Burger King once, and they hired me, but I talked myself out of it. I got a job at a grocery store the same week instead, which became my first job instead. I worked at Cinnabon for one night, matter of fact. Cinnabon. You ever had a Cinnabon cinnamon roll?
Yes, infrequently, though, because they're very evil.
They're very rich, and I made them, and I saw the amount of butter that goes into those things, and I was like, my good
How
God.
How much butter? Because every time we walk past that place in the mall, my wife is like, ooh, that smells so good.
On one sheet of the dough, which I would say was the size, perhaps, of a medium-sized pizza, okay? It has a pretty sizable brick of butter that we mash. smashed into it.
A brick?
Yeah, a pretty. I would say it's a pretty. It's a. I would say it's about 2/3 of a standard brick of butter. It was like a sweetened butter. It was like butter, but it was sweetened also. It was really rich, and yeah, and then you put the cinnamon on top, and the frosting was really buttery too. It was really wicked, man.
Wow.
But they're so good though. I can't have them. I'm diabetic, but I would die. I would bite my arm off for one right now. Oh man, Cinnabon with some coffee. That was the best breakfast ever. You have a nice Cinnabon with some coffee, and you put cinnamon in the coffee. That was good stuff. Nothing better, man.
My brother used to be in those Hostess honey buns or whatever.
Yeah.
He used to microwave those. Yeah.
Microwave a honey bun. That's a good idea. I have to think about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he said only do it for like 5 seconds. Magic recipe.
Yeah. Oh, if you don't, now you burn the shit out of your mouth, top of your mouth. Sick stuff. You know, we haven't called Australia in so long. I've had a request for Australian numbers tonight, but I haven't been able to do it. Never got a chance to look for Australian numbers, but I think I'm going to end the show, man. It's 12:30.
Yeah. Okay.
I got to work tomorrow.
Well, yeah, I'll let someone else call in, because I'm probably boring the shit out of everybody, right?
No, hell no. We just had a good call. We've been having fun, man. Don't do that.
Okay.
Don't say that.
I'll stop being self-critical.
No, yeah, please do. I command you. Hey, we got a Jasmine convenient store. I'm going to do one last prank call. This is in Malaysia.
Okay.
Let me send this to you here. It's a convenient store. Not convenience. It's convenient. With a T at the end. It's not like... It's convenient that it's there, you know?
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you ever going to use that stream?
Dude, yeah. I got the email about 30 minutes ago that they're shutting me off, so I gotta finally go. I'm lazy.
Okay, so you have no choice.
I have no choice. Yeah, I'm moving over to it now. Yes, sir. Tomorrow, Friday, whatever, you know, tomorrow night, whatever, I'm going to take care of it. It'll be all migrated. I'll relay the one into the other one. I'm going to see everybody, be sure to go to madhouselive.com this weekend to get the new bookmark. I had to change the amp tracker thing, too. Interesting.
So what happened to your forum? I noticed that the guy who was running the forums for free had some sort of something happen and that lost everybody's forum.
Yeah, they had a hard drive crash or something. I have to migrate.
Well, they have like one hard drive.
Yeah, I don't know. They're like, don't ask us if we can recover. We don't know, and if we can, we don't know when it's going to happen. I'm like, okay.
It's too funny. The guy probably like has one machine. With one hard drive running all this shit.
Yeah, I know. But he probably didn't back it up at all. They're not really responsible of the guy. So yeah, I found another one already. I'm going to
free, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. But it just sucks that I don't have a free. I don't have a form at all anymore. What was that?
No.
Here we go. Oh, shit, Nunu had a number, too.
Hello? Hi. Yes?
Hi, I bought some tartar control toothpaste from your store.
You bought some what?
Tartar control toothpaste.
Uh-huh.
And it made me feel like a piece of crap.
You bought it from my store?
Yes. And it said that, it didn't say anything about how it would make me feel, but I'm just telling you that I used it, and I felt very bad afterwards.
Can you bring it down?
I used it all.
Huh?
I used the whole tube.
Okay.
So...
Hello?
Yes,
what
so...
What do you want me to do with it?
Well, I brushed my teeth, and I used the whole tube, and now I don't feel so well.
So what do you want me to do with it?
Do with what?
Pardon?
Do with what?
No, you bought some toothpaste from my store.
Uh-huh.
And then you don't feel like using it anymore.
Uh-huh.
So just bring it back to me.
And what are you going to do with it?
I'll have to look whether you...
You're trying to steal it from me, aren't you?
Huh?
It's my toothpaste. You can't take it from me.
The
reason why I called is because the toothpaste is defective.
Huh?
The toothpaste is defective.
First thing, you just make a complaint like this. I do not know whether you really got the toothpaste from my store. Secondly,
Now I'm lying. Now you don't trust me. You know, I'm about to lose it here.
Pardon?
Nothing. So, could I bring it in and exchange it for something else?
You just bring it in. Let me have a look first before I make any decision.
I want to trade it in for a bottle of wine or something.
You just bring it in and let me have a look. I can't promise you anything now because I haven't looked at the thing yet.
No, you're going to promise me now or else there's going to be big trouble.
Pardon?
I said it might be a lot of trouble for me to bring it over.
Where are you staying?
Well, I'm actually not that far away. I'm only about 3 miles away from the Jasmine Tower.
You just bring it over. If you want to exchange anything, you bring it over and let me have a look. If it's really from my store, then I'll make...
How are you going to tell it's from your store, though?
I will know.
How will you know?
We only sell some particular brand. If it's not our brand, then I'll definitely know it's not from my store.
You don't sell Crest?
Pardon?
You don't sell Crest?
No.
Well, what do you sell then? Because
we only sell Colgate and Dali, that's all.
And what?
Colgate and Dali, that's all. These two brands.
Dali, isn't that the one from China that was poisonous?
No.
Yes. You're selling poison.
If you have any complaints, you bring over the thing, then only I can entertain you.
And it stops right now. You hear me?
Poisonous Chinese toothpaste. That's funny.
Was that Australia?
That was, where were we calling? Malaysia or Saipan? Saipans? I don't know.
Malaysia.
All right. Yeah, alright. Back to the computer.
Back to the computer machine.
See you.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Talk to you now. All right, everybody. That was a fun show. We had so much fun. We are so good. Let me finish playing.
Hello.
Yes, can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for balloons.
Okay, what kind?
I like the balloons, the blue, big, brown balloons.
Sure.
I like to blow them up and then let the air out.
Oh, come on in. You can do that.
How many could I touch and lick?
As many as you want. You can touch and lick them all.
I like those balloons. Those balloons are nice, too.
Whatever you want to do, man.
I liked that shit. We drink that shit.
Oh, whatever you want to do, bro.
I like to eat lobster, too.
Okay, you can eat lobster.
I used to order lobsters and shit.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't eat that shit. I licked that shit.
You lick it, huh?
And then I slapped that shit right off my table. That shit was good.
Yeah.
I slapped
that
shit.
All right, man. I'll see you
later. Right.
All right, man. See you later. That guy's voice is funny. He's like, hello? Yeah.
Classic.
Classic call there. Classic call. Here's the Lion King thing.
I made, give you money. You shortchanged me. I give you $10. You give me back $3.
No.
Yes, I want my money back.
No.
Yes,
no.
But how come you don't give me my money back?
I don't know. I don't cash your money.
You cab driver.
I'm not a cab driver, okay?
What do you do? What are you doing?
I work in a restaurant, that's it.
Yeah, but how come you do that?
Do what?
Yeah, but I heard you drive cab, you ripped me off my money. Where's my money?
What happened to you? I don't know. Who gave you the phone number?
You know, I need my money. Got a good horse I want to spend on. You ever hear of Lucky Lindy in the seventh race?
I don't know. I don't think so, you know?
Why are you talking loud at me?
I'm not lying to you, you know that? I don't know you.
How come you drive cab?
I drive cab.
What do you do?
I work in there only.
You, what are you doing tomorrow?
Huh?
What are you doing tomorrow? I need a date. I have ticket to Lion King.
I don't know. I'm sorry for you. Okay, don't call here. I call a cab.
You gotta call a cab? Well, you're a cab driver.
I'm not a cab driver.
So why
don't call me here, okay?
Yeah, but you said I'm gonna call a cab.
I'm called a policeman. The cab, you know, what happened
to
you?
A policeman don't drive a cab. He drive a police car.
I think you're crazy.
You wanna go Lion King with me?
I think you're crazy, okay?
I love it when Tarbash sung. That was always fun. Whenever you go like, Tarbash singing was fun. When they go, when he used to do that one too, that was funny. Well, we're not going to sit here and do the Jerky Boy show, okay? Because this is the Madhouse show, folks. All right. Milkman, Tad, you were echoing, sir. I had to take you off the circuit. Milkman, I hope that the cell phone is shut off now, I trust. We don't have any cell phone problems anymore, do we? Milkman?
Negative.
All right, man. Is this the last week of you showing up late, or what's the problem with that, Hermano?
No, we've got another listener. Patient is she at, man?
You say what now?
Where's she at, man? She wants to join in the show and listen. Pennsylvania. We got another listener up in Pennsylvania here.
Hey, man, Pennsylvania, home of...
Come over and join up.
Pennsylvania, home of the Madhouse Bachelor Party. Oh, yeah. All right. Milkman, take us out of here, bro.
That's
we got to
right.
go.
That's
Milkman.
Right.
Get me out of here, Milkman. Come on.
You ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no.
You got an angry Mexican over there. You better fucking
go,
bitch.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Radio man.
Yeah, radio man. Yes, Mexican man. Hey, radio man. Radio motherfucking man. Hey, Gangrene. Gangrene, imitate this guy. Gangrene knows exactly
what
you're
saying. Hey, man, are you going to let me talk, radio man?
Go ahead. Talk the radio now.
Boricua.
Yes. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Chicano. You Cholo.
Hey, finally, you let me talk, man.
Talk, Cholo, talk.
I'm from where, dude? I'm a Cholo.
Hey, man. Pinche cabrón. No. You're a pinche cabrón.
Pinche cabrón.
That's right.
Yeah, man. Is that Mr. Snoop Dollar?
Yeah. Hey, all right. Now, I want you to do me a favor.
Hey.
I want you to give the microphone back to the white guy. Give the microphone back to the overseer, okay?
To who?
The overseer. The jefe.
Overseer.
Yeah.
Do Mr. Larry Burkert?
Who? I never heard of him. No, never heard of him. Dump that.
No.
That's the other dude. I think we had a bad connection there, Milkman. I don't know what just happened. Milkman.
But he wants to talk. He wants us to do another prank call. He wanted you to call that guy, man. That's what he's trying to get you to do.
I gotta go, man. It's late. Gotta go.
Nope.
Gotta
go. Calls.
No more calls. Calls are over. I broke the phone. Look, I broke the phone. Look. I broke the phone. No more calls. Okay, Milkman, take us out of here.
Well, I can hear you. Over.
No, it's no more phone.
No, whenever you have a chance, dude, I appreciate if you can call the fucker like a this. And tell him that this is.
We need to get him mad.
You what name?
We need to get him mad.
To come over as an emergency because there's an emergency in the plan, and that's what we're paying for services on his company.
Okay.
Come over right now.
I got you. We need to cover it right now. That's right. No sale. No sale. Everybody in right, Team Speak, say no sale. No sale. No sale. No sale. No sale.
Can you hear me? Let me talk. Thank you.
No sale. No sale. All right. Goodbye. Milkman, take us out of here. Now's your chance. Hurry up. You got 2 minutes.
Now, guys. It's been an interesting show, man, to say the least. And sorry I couldn't get here a bit earlier. Traffic jams in L.A., legendary, let me say, and they are real. They do suck. So if you're going somewhere in L.A., you better be getting ready to wait or get there early because you're going to have to wait to get there. But regardless, anyway, he's one of them dreams.
Or 2 days winning.
Yeah, he said he's about ready to fly out of here. He's about ready to travel to Hawaii. So,
wow.
He's going to have his little hula skirt on. So we're going to get some pictures from Richard wearing his little hula skirt there and his little coconut bra on. That ought to be interesting. But anyway. That's right, the Iceman. Yeah, he's going to be the Iceman there with the hula hoop skirt and the coconut shell bra. Can you imagine, man? Oh, boy. Baby.
One of those ice cream
fellas. Yeah, little ice cream fellas. Ice cream, man.
I'm happy that Milkman's making friends.
Hey, man, I'd like to thank him. Yeah, I'd like to thank everybody, though, man. You know, get around to the thanking part here, man. You know, because you know what? We love you all. I'd like to thank our Mr. Ted, the web of the Ted of web, man. Thanks so much, Ted, for all you do, man. That's right. Oh, yeah, and a special call tonight to Mr. Ballard. Thank you so much. You make wonderful sausages. I heard you got some great smoked sausage or sausage smoking. I don't know, but.
Did he smoke the sausage himself?
He smokes his own sausage.
Yeah, I don't know how, but they do got a smoky aroma.
Wow.
Also, I'd like to thank
you. He's got a room just
all
for smoking sausage.
In the chat room. Yeah,
sausage
personally
room.
Smoked sausage for you. A little smoky, buddy. Lonesome Loser, man. He's our hardest.
Thanks, Lonesome Loser.
Yeah, man. He's in the line. Yeah, man. Hey, man. Lonesome Loser, man. He, you know, he is the hardest working man there. So the number's a hit, man. Thanks you so much, brother. My brother.
We're done.
Yeah, man.
We're done. Aight. Thanks. Thanks, everybody.
I'd like
thanks.
To thank all of all you wonderful listeners.
Yeah,
out
them
there.
Too. Them too.
Because
yeah.
You
yeah.
Know what?
Whatever.
It's all about you.
Yeah, sure.
Every
it is.
Week we drop the dime. You just give us some time, and we all have some laughs and smile and go home together with
all
a
right.
Big smile.
Back to me.
Madhouse style. And I'd like to thank also our special leader here, the famous leader of the Madhouse, the Generalissimo of the Madhouse Militia, Carlito. Carlito. That's right, everybody gather in the masses, we're going to have a hell of a party. All of you people out there that can get located and have your special backroom invitation to the Madhouse Super Extravaganza.
God.
Bachelor
yeah,
party.
That's right.
Get ready for some fun, man.
All right.
That's right. Back to you, big Carly and Mono.
Thank
there.
You. Thank
hey,
you. All right,
I'm
everybody.
Sorry, but this motherfucker don't let me talk. So I'm going to shut the fuck up.
All right.
There you got it. Say goodbye to everybody.
All right.
Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks, yeah. Thanks, Milkman. Thank you
for flying with American Airlines. I hope you don't fucking choose again, man.
Yeah, fuck. They don't care. American Airlines sucks. All right. Like I said, Lonesome, thanks, Lonesome Loser. Thank you, Syndicate, everybody in Syndicate. Mrs. Dark Jedi for holding down the fort down there. Spike, Mike, Dino, Zolar, everybody over there. Lego for calling in. Grinch called in. Ted called in. Thank you, everybody. No gold stars awarded tonight. The only gold star winner was Milkman, and he had it voided out less than 5 minutes later. You know, I'm very disappointed. So, yeah, guys, hey, thanks, everyone who showed up into the conference here. Milkman, of course, thanks, man. Can't do it without you.
Thanks, everyone who showed up in the conference.
Yeah, Tuck. Thanks, Tuck. Warrior,
yeah,
Ted.
No pay raises this year due to market conditions.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, here's something we forgot to talk about. About to get a motherfucking tax rebate, $600, man. All right, everybody. Woo-hoo!
Yeah, I'm
spend the money.
I'm going to buy so much weed with that money. I can't wait. I'm going to save the... I'm going to help the economy
up.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Thank you, George W.
Yeah.
Hey, Mono, listen, man. I need to talk to you after the show so we can have a small Madhouse board conference of the board.
Okay, you got it, man. Give me a call at the house. The house machine. You got it? All right, man.
The show after the
I
show.
I will dial the secret red line to the house.
Okay, good. All right, and yeah, so yeah, apparently if you didn't know, if you're over 18, if you're a working tax-paying American, and you make less than, I believe it's less than 75,000 individual or 150,000 if you're in a couple. Anyway, I think you're eligible for a $600 rebate this year at some point. I'd suspect that sometime in the summer, hopefully, will be all anybody out there who pays taxes is going to get at least a $600 rebate. And if you're married, your spouse will also get $600, and you can get $300 of per kid that you have for up to two kids. So be sure that you
right.
Follow through. Look out for that. I'm sure that the government.
Your low income be $300.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm sure that the I'm sure that the federal government is going to probably spend about, you know, $25 million in mailing out just the notices about that. Well, not maybe not 25, but they'll probably spend several million. You know, back in 2001 or on 2002 when they did the $300 one, I think they spent like a few million dollars just mailing out the notification to everybody to let them know they were going to get a check. It was like, why not just send the fucking check, right? Just send the check. Hey, by the way, we're going to spend, I think it was maybe like $3 million they spent on it, something like that. Anyway. So look out for your money check, everybody. It's coming soon. And I'm probably going to buy a new TV with that. That's what I'm planning. Or maybe a laptop. I think I'm going to buy a nice new laptop with that. I don't know. We'll see. I got to see. I got $600 going to be burning a hole in my pocket probably around May or June. I'm excited about it. So what are you guys going to do with it? Let me ask you real quick, roundtable. Ted, what are you going to do with your $600 rebate? Well, your $1,200 rebate when you get it because you're married.
I am going to recarpet the bedrooms.
All right. Recarpet the bedrooms. Tuck, what are you going to do with your $600?
Not sure yet. Probably something nudie.
Okay.
He's going to buy a bunch of nudie magazines and alcohol.
Probably some, yeah.
Will be DVDs. It won't be magazines. He uses magazines.
He uses magazines anymore. That's true. Fuck magazines. Give me a DVD, man. I'll take that. I saw an HD DVD porno movie the other day. I was like, wow, but that looks good. Can't wait to see that sweat.
HD porn?
Yeah, HD DVD porn. Come on. HD DVD scat porn. That's where it's at.
Unless it's going to be like National Geographic Explorer or something.
They're out there. Warrior, what are you going to do? You're going to get an HD DVD porn?
Jungle Kids.
Probably.
All right, cool. That's War's going to get porn. Baz, are you out there?
Why not?
Baz, the Filipino sensation.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably use it on vacation.
Vacation. That's a nice idea. I like to do that. Maybe I'll do a cruise. Hey, I could go on a cruise, motherfucker. I can go
there
on a cruise, fucker. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Gangrene's
gone. Yeah, I'm going to get $1,800. I got two kids.
Yeah, we'll do it. Do it. Lucky bastard. Up to two kids? Is it 18? Yeah, I think so. Okay, cool, man. Go for it, dude. Get a vacation. Take it. Bring him down here to Disney. Here in Orlando. You have a great time.
Will do.
Sit down on the show. And who Brandon has an answer. Brandon, if you're there. Any plans for your $600?
I'll probably get like a E-Machines computer or something for $600 or something.
Okay, cool. All right, well.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He wants a new rig. Yeah.
A new rig. All right, good. Well, cool. We're all excited about our upcoming check. Look out for that. Like I said, brought to you by federal
That's
government.
Right,
the
be American.
That's right.
Spend needlessly and consume without concern.
Yes. Anyway. All right. So we'll be back next week. We'll be back next week. Thank you, everybody, for listening. MadhouseLive.com. White power.
Better have your pencils ready. Number two.
I am bisexual. I'm
fabulous.
Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.